Marvin, I haven't heard or seen Jeffy all day.
I know, isn't it great?
Marvin, we should go check on him.
Look, the cops wouldn't care that he's missing until 72 hours have passed.
Marvin.
Okay, look, we'll go look for him.
Jeffy!
Jeffy, where are you?
Jeffy!
What doing?
Jeffy!
Jeffy, why are you so dirty?
Because I'm digging to China with my spoon.
Jeffy, you cannot dig to China.
Yes, I can. If I dig deep enough, I'll eventually reach the other side of the earth.
No, you'll never reach the other side of the earth.
Are you saying the world is flat, Daddy?
No, I'm not saying it's flat, Jeffy. Jeffy, you need a bath. You're so dirty.
I don't want a bath, Daddy. I need to finish digging to China.
You need a bath because you're a dirty, stinky boy.
Jeffy's a dirty, stinky boy.
Because you are a dirty, stinky boy.
I don't want to dig to China no more.
Okay, good, because you're getting a bath. You're getting a bath right now. Come on.
All right, Jeffy, the bathtub is full, so get in the bathtub.
I don't want to get in the bath, Daddy.
Jeffy, get in the bathtub. You're dirty.
Bathtub.
Yes, you do, Jeffy. You have to get in the bathtub.
Nah.
Jeffy, get in the bathtub right now.
Oh, okay.
Baby, do you have the soap?
Yes, it's right here.
All right, Jeffy, you're in the bathtub.
He's drowning! Oh, my God!
Hey there, somebody call a doctor?
Yes, our son needs CPR!
Why?
Because he drowned while he was in the bathtub.
He drowned in the bathtub?
Yeah, he doesn't know how to swim.
Well, you don't have to know how to swim to take a bath, you just sit there.
I know, but he did it wrong.
How do you take a bath wrong?
I don't know, look, can you just give him CPR?
Ooh, I really wish you told me that before I came over, because I really took my time getting here. Like, I stopped for coffee and a sandwich, and it was like an onion and mayonnaise sandwich, so my cholesterol is through the roof. So now I got onion mayonnaise coffee breath, and if I give him mouth-to-mouth with that, it's gonna be pretty gross.
Look, just give him CPR, I don't care.
Okay, I'll try.
Hey, Daddy!
What, you saved him?
Yeah, that onion mayonnaise coffee breath will wake anybody
up. Baby, can you move? Say it again?
That onion mayonnaise coffee breath will wake anybody up.
Oh, well, hey, well, Jeffy, are you okay?
Yeah, Daddy. But I'm never taking a bath ever again. That mean water almost drowned me.
Well, Jeffy, if you knew how to swim, that wouldn't have happened.
I teach swimming lessons.
What, you teach swimming lessons?
Yeah, I teach swimming.
You're in the way again.
Where do you want me?
Just right there.
Okay.
You teach swimming lessons?
I teach swimming lessons.
Marvin, we should get Jeffy swimming lessons.
Yeah, Jeffy needs swimming lessons.
Well, good, because I teach swimming lessons.
Well, how much is the swimming lessons?
I charge way too much for swimming lessons.
Well, how much do you charge for swimming lessons?
I charge $100 for swimming lessons.
That's a lot for swimming lessons.
Yeah, some would say too much for swimming lessons.
Well, I think Jeffy really needs swimming lessons, so we should get him swimming lessons.
All right, come on back to my house, and I'll teach you some swimming lessons.
All right, Jeffy, come on. You're going to learn how to swim.
All right.
All right, baby. I'm about to go do swimming lessons with Jeffy.
Okay, Marvin. Have fun. I'm going to work on my tan.
Okay.
All right, boys. Sun's out, guns out, boys. Ooh, check out these guns. You see that? Yeah, I'm ripped. That's a swimmer's body. It's because I'm a lifeguard. All right, Jeffy, we're going to teach you how to swim like a dolphin because you almost drowned in the bathtub, so we're going to teach you how to not do that.
Are there narwhals in this pool?
Narwhals? No, there's no narwhals.
What about octopuses?
No, none of those either. I wish there were 8 of those in there, but no animals in the pool.
Can we just start the lesson?
I'm sorry, are you Jesus? How are you standing on the water? And also, why are you fully clothed in the pool?
I don't know what to wear.
It's a pool. Have you never been to a pool before?
I mean,
what, do you shower in all your clothes, too?
No, can we just start the lesson, please?
All right, Jeffy. The first rule of swimming is that you gotta make sure you eat a full meal before you get in the water.
Well, I thought you're not supposed to eat before you get in the pool because you'll cramp up.
Okay, that's a myth. See, they just don't want you swimming to your full potential. No. You gotta eat a whole bunch of food before you get in the water so that you have a lot of energy to go swimming, okay? So, Jeffy, I want you to woof this down. You get it? Woof? Because they're hot dogs? It's a swimmer's joke. All right, Jeffy, eat all this food.
Okay. I'm done. I'm so full, my stomach hurts.
Good. That pain is telling your body that you're ready to swim. We call that swimmer's pain. You know, that's how Michael Phelps won all those Olympic medals. He ate a whole plate of hot dogs before every race.
Is that true?
I don't know. Google it. All right, Jeffy, you ready to swim?
I'm staring at the water. I'm afraid it's going to hurt me.
No, the water's not going to hurt you. Here, check it. Whoa.
See? The water bit you.
No. It didn't bite me. It's just really, really cold. You know, I'm already a grower, not a shower. So when I get in there, it's just going to fall off. All right, Jeffy, get in the water.
Oh. How about you get in first, you know, because he's kind of scared.
Okay, yeah. Oh, no.
Can you just hurry up and get in the water?
Oh, I'm sorry, I can't just float on top of the water like you, okay? It's cold.
Oh, just hurry up, you're a swimming instructor. You're supposed to be okay with cold water.
Well, it's really cold, okay? Does your son really need to learn how to swim that
bad? Just get in the water.
Okay.
Is it really that cold?
Yeah, it's cold, okay? All right, Jeffy, get in the water.
Uh-oh, I'm scared.
No. If I'm in the water, you're going to get your ass in the water, too.
Jeffy, get in the water.
I'm scared.
Oh. How about you just encourage him by, like, showing him how to swim?
Okay. Hey, Jeffy, look. I'm going to teach you how to doggy paddle, okay? This is how doggies swim.
No! Doggies can't swim! They're not fishies!
Doggies can swim?
No!
Uh-oh, yeah, I'm going to prove to you that dogs can swim.
All right, Jeffy, I got your dog. I'm going to show you he can swim.
What? No.
There you go. Yeah, doggy paddle. You're doing it wrong.
He's paralyzed from the neck down.
Why didn't you tell me that before I put him in the water?
Well, I thought you said all dogs could swim.
Well, not paralyzed dogs. I'm sorry, Jeffy.
I'm definitely not swimming now that you killed my doggy.
Oh, no. Okay, look, I have a cat. He can probably swim. He's kind of like a dog. Hold on, I'll get him.
Ow, stop scratching me. Come here, you little... Get in the water, yeah, swim! Come on, swim! You want to scratch me a little...
See, he's swimming!
I'm not getting in the pool now! It keeps hurting animals!
Look what you're doing, you're making us scared of the pool!
No, the pool's not hurting animals! I'm hurting animals, don't blame the pool!
Well, show him the kitty's alright.
He's okay, See, meow! Meow, I'm swimming, see, he...
Look. I thought you were a professional. He's scared of the pool.
I'm getting him in the pool. Just wait a minute. I got an idea.
What's so funny? You're killing my kitty cat.
Ahoy, Jeffy. It's me, Captain Crunch. Don't you want to get in my boat?
No, that boat has holes in it.
Oh, no. These holes are for your legs so you can feel the water.
But the water is the scary part.
No, it's not. I'd show you, but I don't have legs. Hey, rich people like boats. Don't you want to be like a rich person?
I guess. Will I get hoes?
Yeah, you'll get a bunch of hoes, but you gotta get in the boat first.
Okay.
Whee! Isn't this fun, Jeffy? Whee!
Whee! You should get out of your pool right now!
Oh, but look how much fun we're having!
Look, I paid you to give him swimming lessons, not float around in a floaty. He can't bring that to the bathtub.
Okay, listen, man. My plan is to flip over the boat so he has no choice but to get in the water.
No, he's gonna freak out!
Well, no, sometimes you just gotta rip the Band-Aid off, you know? He'll be fine.
Why can't you just teach him how to swim like a normal person?
I'm sorry, who's the master swimming teacher here? Okay, you see this? That's what SML stands for. Swimming Master Lessons, because that's what I teach. I teach people to become master swimmers, okay? Just trust me.
Okay.
All right, Jeffy, you just stay right here. I'm gonna go to the bathroom.
I'm not getting in your pool!
No, it's okay, you don't have to. Just stay right here.
What?
I'm gonna go underwater now.
Okay.
Daddy? Where'd the instructor go? That's you guys! That's you guys!
Hey, swimming! Look at you, you're doing it!
What the hell? Oh, no, it's back,
You see that? It can't get back to life and he tried to drown me.
Well, they do have 9 lives.
I guess that's true.
Hey, I want to go home! Take me home right now!
Uh-oh, but we're just trying to teach you how to swim!
You guys did was effed up!
Well, you already felt the water, so you kind of know what it's like to swim.
What is that?
That's a narwhal.
What? You told me there's no narwhals in the pool.
Well, it's not supposed to be.
Daddy, I want to go home! Take me home right now!
Come on.
Okay, we're going to go home since you suck at being a swimming instructor.
No.
Well, today was a waste of time.
Clearly.
Baby, what happened to you?
Someone replaced my suntan lotion with cooking oil.
You look like an overcooked chicken.
Yep, because Logan's clearly never cooked chicken before. So I think he meant lobster. But we'll go with overcooked chicken.
You look like a lobster.
Thanks. How did Jeffy's swimming lessons go?
Bad.
They were bad. They went really bad.
Mommy, let me tell you what this bald guy did. I was sitting there minding my own business on my little inflatable float, and then he got his friend to flip me over in the water and almost make me drown.
Marvin, that's so mean.
Well, look, at least Jeffy got in the water and kind of swam because he swam back to the inflatable thing. So Jeffy knows how to swim a little bit. So I think, Jeffy, you should go try to take a bath right now.
All right, Daddy. That's fine.
All right, we're going to go try to take a bath and see if he improves, okay?
Okay.
All right, Jeffy, are you ready to take a bath?
Yep.
What, Jeffy? You cannot use this floaty every time you take a bath.
Yes, I can, because it's the only thing that saved me from drowning in that pool.
Jeffy, you can't use this floaty everywhere. I guess you just have to take showers for the rest of your life.
Okay.
Well, Jeffy, look, you have to learn how to swim, because what if one day you fall off a boat or something?
Well, then I'll just take this with me everywhere I go.
You can't do that, Jeffy.
Watch me.
Just get in the shower. Hey, Lavelle, where'd you get that cool SML tank top?
SMLmerch.com.
Hey, Poobie, where'd you get that cool SML t-shirt?
SMLmerch.com.
Hey, Lavelle, where'd you get that cool hat?
Oh, SMLmerch.com, man.
Hey, Poobie, where'd you get that inflatable pistol you're using to look like your dog?
SMLmerch.com.
Oh, my God, and where did Brooklyn Guy get that same exact tank top that you're wearing right now?
Oh, SMLmerch.com.
Oh, my God, and you can buy it for the puppets that we sell on...
Is it FMLmerch.com?
FMLmerch.com!
No way!
And every purchase you make from June 2nd to June 12th, you be entered in to win a signed Jeffy puppet!
Really?
Really?
FMLmerch.com!
All right, Jeffy, it's time to go to bed. This is my bed. This is where I sleep. You're going to sleep on the floor.
On the floor?
Yes, on the floor. So let's go put your PJs on.
But, Dad, I don't want to put my PJs on. I want to wear my big boy pants. See, I got my big boy pants on, got my diaper on.
Well, Jeffy, I'd let you sleep in your big boy pants, but every time you sleep in your big boy pants, you poop in them. So if you can promise me you're not going to... If you can promise me you're not going to poop in them, then... You know what? You're going to sleep in it.
But, dang, it's squishy.
I bet it is squishy. You're going to sleep in the squishiness.
But, dang, I'm not ready to go to bed yet. I'm not tired.
Jeffy, it's 10 o'clock at night. You have to go to bed.
Well, can I play my cat piano?
No. Jeffy, I said no.
Ow.
No, go to bed.
But, dang, I'm not tired. I'm hungry. Can I have some cereal?
In the morning.
I want Fruit Loops.
No.
With milk.
I said in the morning. Jeffy, go to bed. Go to bed. All right, Jeffy, I'm going to turn off the light, okay?
Okay.
You're not afraid of the dark, are you?
No.
Okay.
Ah!
What, Jeffy, what's wrong?
Nothing.
You just screamed.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did, Jeffy, you screamed.
No, I didn't, Dang. I didn't scream.
Okay, just don't scream.
Ah!
What's wrong?
Nothing.
You screamed, Jeffy.
Dang, I'm not screaming.
Yes, you are. That was you screaming.
I didn't scream.
It's just the two of us. You're the one that screamed.
No, I didn't. You scream.
No, I didn't.
When did we all scream for ice cream?
Stop it. Okay. What?
Nothing.
You keep screaming.
You keep screaming at me.
Because you're screaming.
I'm not screaming.
Oh, you're not screaming?
No.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, we'll see.
Ah!
Did I still your mouth open?
No, I wasn't.
Yes, I saw it with my own eyes.
No, you didn't. You're blind.
Just stop it. Stop screaming.
I'm not screaming.
Knock it off.
You knock it off.
I saw your mouth moving.
No, you didn't, Dad. You can't see anything.
Jeffy, stop it.
I'm not doing anything.
You're screaming.
No, I'm not.
Jeffy, stop it!
I'm sorry, Daddy. I'm just scared of the dark.
You just said you weren't afraid of the dark.
No, I didn't.
Go to bed.
But, Daddy, I need a nightlight.
No, you don't. Big boys don't need nightlights.
But, Daddy, what if the boogeyman comes and tries to eat me?
The boogeyman's not going to eat you, because you want to know what? The boogeyman doesn't eat kids who poop their pants.
The boogeyman doesn't eat kids with poopy pants?
Nope, so you're all good there, buddy.
Well, Daddy, the boogeyman's never going to get me.
Well, I lied. The boogeyman loves poop. The boogeyman eats kids, especially who poop their pants.
Well, it's too late, Dang. I've already pooped in my pants.
I know. I already heard it. Just go to bed.
Meow. Meow.
No, he didn't.
Meow.
Jeffy, I said no cat piano.
Meow, 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 meow.
doing with my cat piano?
I ate it.
Why are you doing that?
Chevy, just go to bed.
Are you really that hungry that you had to eat my cat piano?
I said go to sleep.
But I'm just trying to understand why you would eat my cat piano. Why wouldn't you eat your own cat piano?
Chevy, just go to bed.
Or why would you not eat someone else's cat piano?
Go to sleep.
Dang, I'm trying to understand.
Chevy, if you don't go to sleep, I'm going to staple your eyelids shut.
Why are you doing that? First, you eat my cat piano. Then, you want to staple my eyelids shut?
Go to sleep!
Go to sleep, Jeffy.
I'm hungry. Die. Fruit Loops. Fruit Loops. Fruit Loops. Wall. This one. Sorry. Fruit Loops. Wall. Light. Need ball. Need ball. That's not it. Oh, I found it. What was that? All right. I got me a bowl. Now it's time for me to make me a bowl of Fruit Loops. Where are you, Fruit Loops? Oh, get in my tummy, Fruit Loops. Fruit Loops are my favorite. Now it's time for some milk. Oh, yummy milky. I want a heavy milky. That's a little bit more milky. Alright, this thing be good. Now I need a spoon. Oh, a spoon! Now I'm just gonna take this to bed with me.
Fruit Loops. What was that noise? I'll stab your eyelids. I'll do it. Oh, man. Jeff, you okay? I need a glass of water. I'm thirsty. Oh, man, I need a glass of water.
What happened? Someone broke in the house. They made a huge mess. I have to call the cops.
Oh, man, where are the cops? I'm so scared. Hello?
Hey there, you call the cops?
Yes, officer, somebody broke into my house.
Oh, no. Did they take anything?
I don't know, it's just a huge mess.
Okay, let's go have a look.
See, officer, look! Look at this huge mess!
Do you just not know how to pour a bowl of Fruit Loops?
You think I did this? I did not do this!
What do you think, somebody just broke into your house, passed up everything valuable, and decided to make a Fruit Loop mess on your counter?
Yes!
That doesn't happen!
Well, it did happen. I want you to find out who did it.
Okay, you know what I think happened?
What?
I'm gonna tell you what I think. I think you made this mess, and then you called me because you want me to clean it up.
I don't want you to clean this up!
Well, good, because I'm not doing it. Unless you slide me 100.
Unless I slide you 100.
Slide me 100?
I don't want you to clean it up. I want you to find out who did it.
Well, I don't even know if this is a crime.
It is a crime. Someone broke in and made a mess.
Well, you know, cereal mess on your counter is not the kind of thing you see on America's Most Wanted.
Well, it should be because it's a crime and someone broke in and did it. I want you to find out who did it.
Well, I don't know. Do you have any kids?
I have one kid that's not mine.
Well, why don't you ask him instead of calling the cops? I could be hiding in the bush, pulling people over and giving them speeding tickets. You know, real justice.
Huh. Jeffy did want Fruit Loops before he went to bed. Jeffy!
Okay, I'm gonna go.
Jeffy!
Oh, Boogeyman! Get away from me, Boogeyman! You're not gonna eat me, Boogeyman!
Stop it! I'm not the Boogeyman!
When you scared me, Dad.
What? Is that a spoon?
Yeah?
Are those Fruit Loops?
It looks like it.
You made a big mess in the kitchen, Jimmy!
What mess in the kitchen?
There's a huge mess in the kitchen!
I didn't make a mess!
Oh, come look at it, come look at it! This mess right here, Jeffy, you did this mess!
Hey, I didn't do this mess!
Yes, you did, Jeffy, don't lie!
No, I'm not lying, I didn't do it!
Then why was there a spoon with Fruit Loops by you?
I don't know, Daddy, maybe it was the boogeyman!
It wasn't the boogeyman, Jeffy, you did this, you did it all last night! Before bed, you said you wanted to eat Fruit Loops!
I never said that, Daddy, I don't even like Fruit Loops! I like Cheerios, you're my favorite!
Jeffy, you like Fruit Loops, and then you did this mess!
Daddy, I did not do this mess!
Oh, look, Jeffy, look, a trail of Fruit Loops!
Okay.
Let's follow them and see where they go.
Okay.
Well, would you look at that, Jeffy? The Fruit Loop trail goes up the stairs, and our room is upstairs.
And?
And I bet you these Fruit Loops go to our room.
Well, I got $5 that says that the Fruit Loops go to our room.
I'll take that bet. I'll take that bet, because I bet they do, too.
Okay.
Well, look at that, Jeffy. The Fruit Loops go to our room.
Well, it looks like you owe me $5.
No, I knew the Fruit Loops were going to go to the room, so you owe me $5.
All right, well, you owe me $5, and I owe you $5.
So, let's just see if the Fruit Loops go to where you're sleeping.
They will.
Because you did it?
No, because the boogeyman did it.
Oh, wow, Jeffy, just wow, the Fruit Loops go right to where you were sleeping.
But I didn't do it, Dad.
Yes, you did, the Fruit Loops are right where you were sleeping.
Dad, someone's planning these here.
No, they didn't.
It's rigged.
It is not rigged,
Jeffy. They're trying to frame me.
Who's trying to frame you?
The boogeyman.
No, that's not the boogeyman, Jeffy. What?
These Fruit Loops look like little colorful buttholes.
That's, Jeffy, don't talk like that. Look, you, what?
I didn't do it.
Yes, you did. So you're saying you didn't do it?
No, Daddy. And if I did do it, I didn't see myself do it.
You didn't see yourself do it?
No.
That doesn't make any sense, Jeffy. You did do it. Did you do it?
No, I didn't, Daddy. I told you. If I did do it, I didn't see myself do it. But I don't think I did.
Okay. Well, I'm going to find out who did it.
Good.
I'm going to find out who did it. If you didn't see yourself do it, then I'm going to see you do it. I'm going to see you do some more stuff. All right. Security camera set up. So if Jeffy leaves the room or makes a big mess, I'll catch him lying, and then I'll ground him. All right, Jeffy, we're going to go back to sleep. And when we wake up, am I going to find another big mess?
Dang, I didn't even do the last mess.
Yes, you did, because the Fruit Loops came all the way to where you were sleeping, and I...
No. No.
Okay.
No.
Okay, fine.
No.
All right. Well, when we wake up, I better not find another big mess.
Okay, Dang.
Because this time I'll know. I'll have proof. Jimmy! Jimmy!
What?
What are you doing sleeping in my bed?
Oh, I just wanted to sleep with you, Dang.
No. You sleep on the floor, I sleep on the bed.
Well, no, it's not really fair, Dang.
Yes, Jeffy, you're supposed to sleep on the floor and I sleep on the bed. I'm not going to sleep with you in the same bed.
Well, huh.
Jimmy, look, did you make another mess?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Because I hid cameras.
Cameras?
Yeah, I hid cameras. So if you did, I'll be able to see. Let's go see, Jeffy.
Okay.
Oh! Jeffy!
What's wrong, Dan?
Why'd you make this mess?
I didn't make the mess.
You didn't make this mess.
No.
You promise?
Yeah, I didn't do it.
Well, I set up cameras, Jeffy, and we're going to be able to see if you did it or not.
Cameras?
All right, Jeffy, let's check the security cameras.
What TV show is this, Dang?
It's not a TV show. It's you on the security camera leaving the room.
Who's that, Dang?
That's you.
Oh, why'd you beat this doctor like that?
That's what you do.
I don't do that.
Look, it's you messing up the couch, Jeffy.
Dang, Dang, not me.
That is you, Jeffy, and that is you messing up the couch. See, Jeffy, you made a big mess.
That kid's gonna get a spanking on his butt.
Yeah, you're gonna get a spanking on your butt because it's you, Jeffy, making a big mess.
That's not me, Dang.
That is you, Jeffy. So instead of making a big mess.
Oh, I don't know why I threw the cushion at the lamp.
Wait, Jeffy, tell me why you knocked at the camera. Why would you do that, Jeffy?
Dang, I didn't do it. What do you mean?
That is totally you, Jeffy, but you're grounded.
What's grounded?
That means no toys? No, that's not fun? You know what? You're a bad boy. Yeah, cry. Just cry.
You said Jimmy's a bad boy.
Yes, I did. He's a bad boy. Yeah, you're a bad boy. No, stop it. Stop doing that. Stop it. Stop it. Oh, you're not a bad boy. You're not a bad boy. Okay, look. You're not grounded if you help me pick up the couch and everything.
Okay.
All right, then we'll go back to bed. and stop making messes. All right, Jeffrey, we're going to go back to sleep. And you better not make another mess, because now I got you on camera, and I saw you do it. So there's no excuses. If you do it again, I'm going to ground you. That means no toys, no helmet, no, nothing.
But, Daddy.
No, but, Daddy. You did it. We saw you do it on camera. There's no excuses.
But I didn't see myself do it.
Yes, you did. You saw yourself do it on camera, so stop saying that. Do not make another mess, okay? Because I got cameras everywhere.
Please kill me.
Jeffy, where are you going?
Whoa.
Jeffy, stop it. Go back to bed. I knew you were making those messes.
Huh?
What, Jeffy? Wait, he's sleeping. Wait, he's sleepwalking. That's why he's making all those messes. Oh, man, I feel so bad. I've been yelling at him for sleepwalking, and he can't help it. Oh, man, I'm not supposed to wake a sleepwalker, but I got to wake him up before he makes a big mess. Jeffy, wake up.
Huh?
Wake up.
What, Dad? I'm not sleeping.
Yes, you are. You're sleepwalking, so you need to go back to bed.
Sleepwalking? What's that?
It's when you walk around while you're asleep and you can't help it. So I'm sorry for yelling at you, but you got to go back to bed.
Oh, no, Dad. I'm not sleepwalking. I've been awake the whole time. I'm scared of the dark, and so I keep my eyes closed so I don't have to see the boogeyman.
What?
And so I try to do things with my eyes closed. Like, I try making a bowl of cereal with my eyes closed. I try cleaning the living room with my eyes closed. I just try to do stuff with my eyes closed. Daddy? Daddy, you still there?
So you just make messes on purpose?
Daddy! Daddy, where you at?
Please have a Star Wars movie marathon where we watch all 11 movies.
What? There's 11 Star Wars movies?
Yeah, Marvin, you have to start with Phantom Menace, Attack of the Clones, Revenge of the Sith, Solo, Rogue One, A New Hope, Empire Strikes Back, Return of the Jedi, Force Awakens, Last Jedi, Rise of Skywalker!
Okay, fine. We can try to watch all those movies, but I can't guarantee I'll stay awake during all of them.
Yes.
Stop it, Jeffy.
Meow.
Stop it. We're trying to watch a movie.
Meow.
Stop it.
Meow.
Knock it off!
I wonder what's gonna happen next!
I can tell you what's gonna happen next. We've seen this movie like 50 times. I can tell you what's gonna happen. The Darth Vader guy is like the dad or something.
Meow. Meow.
Jeffy!
Meow.
Stop it!
Meow.
Stop it, Jeffy!
Meow.
I said stop it! No, don't you dare do the diaper thing. I don't want to see...
Meow, 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 meow.
Stop it, Jeffy!
Marvin, turn off the movie!
Meow, 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 meow.
Turn off,
Marvin!
It's not too loud. I can still hear the meowing.
You are grounded!
Why?
Because we're trying to watch a movie!
Why?
Because we want to watch it!
Why?
Because we can do that!
Why?
Stop it!
Why?
Who's at the door?
Okay, I answered the door!
No.
Can Jeffy answer the door?
No, Jeffy can't answer the door. Just stay here and keep beating on your cat piano.
Hello?
Hello, sir. Is your name Marvin?
Yeah, why?
Well, my name's Mr. Goodman, and I'm the superintendent of your local school district, and I was coming by to congratulate you on the adoption of your new son, Jeffy.
Well, no. I did not adopt Jeffy. He's just staying here until we find his parents. The cops are looking for him.
But are you his legal guardian?
No, I'm not, no. He just lives here, and I watch over him until they find his parents.
So, legal guardian. And by law, since you are Jeffy's legal guardian, you're responsible that Jeffy knows every single subject on this piece of paper. And I'll be coming by tomorrow to test him on it.
Well, what if I refuse to teach him all that stuff?
Well, if you refuse to teach him all this stuff, and he fails the exam, then you go to jail.
Well, go to jail? I don't want to have to do all that!
Well, tough. Here, I'll be back tomorrow.
What's that for, Marvin?
I want you to shoot me in the head.
What? Why?
Because this guy showed up at the door and said I have to homeschool Jeffy or I'm going to go to jail. And he says we have to teach him all this stuff. His ABCs, count to 10, math, English, art, color, and at least one sport.
Well, what's so hard about that?
Meow. 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 Meow.
Oh, just shoot me in the head. It'd be easier.
Marvin, it'll be fine. Let's start with the ABCs.
Meow. Jeffy, you ready to learn your ABCs?
I love animals. My favorite animal is a carrot.
Oh, just shoot me in the head, please.
Marvin, it'll be fine. Come on, Jeffy, let's learn your ABCs. All right, Jeffy, are you ready to learn your ABCs?
ABCs?
Yes, Jeffy, you have to learn your ABCs by tomorrow or Daddy goes to jail.
Why?
Because God hates me.
Mm. All right, Jeffy, A is for apple.
Apple?
Very good, Jeffy, A is for apple.
B. Jeffy, are you okay?
There's a scary bear on the card.
Jeffy, it's not a real it's not a real bear. It's on the card. Put it away, put it away.
Okay, okay. C is for cupcake.
Cupcake?
Very good, Jeffy. C is for cupcake. This might be easy.
D.
It's a dog, Jeffy. Dogs aren't scared. Put it away, put it away, put it away. That's an elephant. What? A fish. What? That's a goose. A horse. Come on. No more cards. Just get the whiteboard and just write out the alphabet. Maybe that won't scare them.
Okay, okay.
You're being ridiculous, Jeffy. All right, Jeffy, you're going to learn your ABCs using this whiteboard instead of the animal cards.
Why not the animal cards?
No, you didn't. You screamed every time you saw an animal. All right, baby, you can teach them.
Okay, Jeffy, repeat after me. A.
A.
B.
B.
C.
C.
D.
D.
E.
E.
Oh, okay, that's good. That's going to take forever. How about we sing the ABC song? Hey, Jeffy, you want to learn a song?
I like songs.
Oh, okay, listen to this ABC song that'll teach you the ABCs.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X,
Y.
Yes, Y. And Z. See, now you know your ABCs, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, wait. Can you say your ABCs on your own?
Yeah, I can say them.
Okay, okay, baby, get rid of the board. I don't want them cheating. Okay, Jeffy, say your ABCs.
Okay. G, Y, X, W, V, U, T, S, R, Q, P, O, N, M, L, K, J, I, H, G, F, E, D, C, B, A.
Jeffy, you just said your ABCs backwards. That's incredible. That's more impressive than saying your ABCs normally. How did you do that? Oh, wait, I'm going to count that as he knows his ABCs because that's really impressive to say them backwards. So, now we have to teach him how to count to 10. That's easy. Go get the cue cards for the 1 to 10.
Okay.
Okay, now, Jeffy, you're going to learn to count.
All right, Jeffy, are you ready to learn your numbers?
Numbers?
Yes, Jeffy, all you have to do is learn how to count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. See how easy that was?
1!
Look, just read the card.
Try this one, Jeffy.
Train I 1.
What? No, Jeffy, that's not the letter I, that's the number 1. Look, there's one train, that's the number 1, and that's the number 1 spelled out. Try again.
Train 1, 1.
Yes, Jeffy, but you don't have to say everything on the card. You can just say the number.
Try this one, Jeffy.
Truck, truck, 2, 2.
You could have just said 2. You don't have to say everything else. Just say the number.
Duck, 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 goose, 3, 3.
Just say the number, Jeffy.
Flonk, 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 4, 4.
He's doing so well, Marvin.
But he doesn't have to say literally what's on the card. He just has to say the number.
I know, but he's doing really well. Here, Jeffy, try this one.
Meow, 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 meow.
5, 5.
Good job, Jeffy!
No more cat piano, but put that away. You have to pay attention.
Aww.
All right, Jeffy, try this one next.
Flower, 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 6, 6.
Jeffy, just say the number.
Balloon, 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 7, 7.
Jeffy, you don't have to read everything. Just the number, please.
Crayon, 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 8, 8.
Jeffy, just the number.
Ooh, try this one.
Jesus
cupcake,
Christ.
Cupcake, 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 9, 9.
Last one.
Tractor, 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 10, 10.
All right, we're done, no more, no more.
Marvin, I think he can do one more.
No.
Yeah, I want another one.
No, no, we're done.
Okay, one more. Here you go.
Bunny rabbit, 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 bunny rabbit. Strawberry, 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 50-50.
Okay, we're done? Was that the last one?
Yeah, I think it was, Marvin.
No more hell? Oh, okay, okay, okay. All right, Jeffy, now that you learned to count to 50, count to 10.
A, B, C, D, E, F.
That's your alphabet! Okay, look, I know somewhere in that stupid head you know how to count to 10. The lights are on, no one's home, but the security cameras at least picked up some of it. Okay, look, so let's move on to the next thing. Okay, let's move on to math and English. He doesn't need to learn English because he already speaks English every day. So we just have to go on to math.
Math?
Yes, math. Let's go learn some math.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Jeffy, now it's time to learn math. And we're going to start with addition. And I know math is really hard. It's going to be really tricky. But I promise if you just pay attention, you'll get it. All right, baby, get the first card.
Okay, Jeffy, here you go.
All right, Jeffy, what is 2 plus 2?
74.
What? How'd you get 74?
I pulled it out of my ass.
Jeffy, where did you hear such language?
Daddy taught me.
Marvin!
Oh, don't say Marvin like I'm his dad. I didn't teach him that. Look, Jeffy, I really need you to try. What is 2 plus 2?
Baby 2.
What do you mean, baby 2?
Well, you got a mommy 2 and a daddy 2, and they love each other very much, and they had a baby 2.
I would understand if you thought those 2 twos had a baby, it would be 2. But numbers don't have genders, Jeffy, so they can't have babies. So look, 2 plus 2 equals 4.
How does it equal 4? The 4 looks nothing like the 2. Unless the 2 twos adopted a 4. Or if this 2 is cheating on this 2 with a 4, then maybe that would be 3.
Jeffy, look, numbers cannot cheat on each other. Numbers can't get married. Numbers can't have babies. The answer is 4. 2 plus 2 is 4. Let's move on to a different card. Get a different one.
Here you go.
All right, Jeffy, what is 0 plus 0?
2.
What? How is it 2?
Because they don't love each other on that card.
Jeffy, no. Listen. Why is 2 plus 2 baby 2, but 0 plus 0 isn't baby 0? Because actually, in this weird world that you live in, if 0 plus 0 equaled baby 0, that would actually be the right answer, because 0 plus 0 is 0.
Dang, I'm so confused, because you're telling me 0 plus 0 equals 0, but 2 plus 2 doesn't equal baby 2? I don't understand.
Okay, 0 plus 0 equals 0, but 2 plus 2 equals 4.
Daddy, I am so confused! I guess next you're going to tell me that 8 plus 8 equals 16 or something.
That's right, it does equal 16.
Daddy, you're talking crazy! I don't understand any of this!
Okay, how about this? Okay, just explain this to me. How come 2 plus 2 equals baby 2, but 0 plus 0 equals 2?
Because they love each other on this card, but they don't love each other on that card.
How can you tell the zeros don't love each other?
Because there's not a heart on that card.
There's no heart on this card!
Well, dang, if you take this 2 and flip it around and put it next to this 2, it'll be a heart with a line underneath it.
He's a genius. He's actually making sense. He's a genius. All right, we're done with addition. Let's move on to subtraction. Maybe you're better with taking things away. All right, Jeffy, now we're going to learn subtraction. Subtraction is when you take things away, like how you're taking years off my life with all this stress.
Okay.
All right, baby, get the first card.
All right, Jeffy, here it is.
All right, Jeffy, what is 8 minus 4?
8.
What? How is it 8?
Well, because you have an 8 up here, and then you take away your 4, so the 8's left, so the answer is 8.
Oh, I see the confusion. Yeah, I understand how that makes sense, that if you take away the 4, it'd be 8. But no, the answer's 4.
How is it 4? The 4's already taken off the card right there, so all that's left is the 8.
Well, no, Jeffy, because look, 2 4's make an 8.
We're not talking about 2 4's. We already have 1 4 right here, and it's already subtracted. So the answer's 8.
He has a point, Marvin.
I understand he has a point, but 8 minus 4 is 4 because it takes 2 4s to make an 8. You remove one of the 4s, it's 8.
Stop bringing up 2 4s. It's bad enough we got 1 right here, and that one's already taken off. So stop bringing up the 4. The 4's gone, so 8 is left.
The answer is 4. 8 minus 4 is 4. It's not 8.
You have a 4 right here. You take the 4 off the card. So what's left?
8.
8, exactly. Am I wrong?
Yes.
How?
Because 8 minus 4 is 4.
No, it's not. The 4 is gone. You don't have another 4 to add to it. Stop bringing up the 4. You have a 4, it's gone. You subtract the 4, it's gone. 8 is left.
Yes, 8 is left, but no, it's 4. Jimmy, 8 minus 4 is 4.
Screw this helmet, screw this pencil, screw this diaper, screw Einstein, and screw Newton. The answer is 8. Okay. You take the 4 off the card, and the answer's 8.
Okay, Jeffy, fine. The answer's 8. 8 minus 4 is 8. You got your way. You're right. The science is wrong. All the scientists are wrong. All those people are wrong. For years and years and years, everyone's been wrong. 8 minus 4 is 8, okay? That is the official answer, okay?
Yep.
All right, let's move on. He knows math. He's a genius at math. He's a math genius. So let's move on to art or something.
Marvin, we need to go over English with him.
We don't have to go over English. You just heard him yell at us in perfect English, right?
Marvin, we're working on English next.
All right, Jeffy, now you're going to learn English. And I know you already know how to speak English because you've been yelling at me all day in English. But now you're going to learn phonics, how to pronounce your words better. All right, bring me the card.
All right, Jeffy, say frog.
Fwog.
No, see, Jeffy, you're saying it wrong. You're saying fwog. You gotta say frog.
Fwog.
No, there's no W. You're saying fwog. You gotta say frog. Frog.
Fawaga. Fawaga.
No, that's not how you say it. You say frog.
But you know what I'm saying. Fawaga.
Frog. You say frog. Frog.
Fawog.
There's no W. You're saying fawog.
If you know what I'm saying, why make me change it? Draw me a picture of what I'm saying. Fawog.
Frog. Okay, let's try another one. Okay, you, whatever. Get another one.
All right, say giraffe.
Giraffe.
No, it's not giraffe. It's giraffe.
Giraffe.
There's no D. Where's the D? Show me the D.
That's what she said.
Where's the D? It's giraffe.
Giraffe.
No, it's giraffe.
Giraffe.
Stop saying giraffe. It's giraffe.
That's how I say it. Giraffe.
Okay, fine. Whatever. Just put it down. You know you got that one. Whatever.
Ooh, you'll like this one, Jeffy.
Why?
No, it's yo-yo.
Why?
No. Don't read the top. Read the bottom. Yo-yo.
Why?
No, Jeffy. Say yo-yo.
Why?
No, act like a cool gangster. Yo-yo.
Why?
Orphan, don't teach him that.
Oh, okay, you know what? Fine. You know, you already know English. I told you he already knows English. He's a genius. Let's move on to the next thing. Here we go. We got art and coloring. He loves to color. He loves art.
He's good at that.
Yeah. Let's go color with some crayons. Uh-oh. Look what we got here. We got the next Picasso.
Look at him go.
I colored a bug.
Yes, you did. And what's that? Did you stay inside the lines?
Yay, Jeffy!
Yay, Jeffy did a good boy.
Yeah, Jeffy did a good boy, so we can knock off coloring off that. So all we have to do is teach him at least one sport. That's it.
What about baseball?
No. Baseball is too dangerous. How about T-ball? T-ball's really easy and no one will get hurt.
I like T-ball.
I know you will. You're going to love T-ball. Let's go learn T-ball. All right, Jeffy, this is T-ball. It's literally the easiest sport in the world. Anybody can play it. See, unlike baseball, where someone throws the ball at you really fast, this ball is just sitting on a tee, and no one's moving it. So all you have to do is hit this ball with your bat.
T-ball?
Yeah, just hit this ball with that bat. Go.
Close, Jeffy.
Jeffy, get him a bigger bat.
Okay.
I think if you have a bigger bat, it might be easier for you to hit the ball.
Here you go, Jeffy. Ugh. Careful there, slugger.
That's a big bat. Now try to hit the ball. No, you gotta hit the ball, Jeffy. What? Oh, you hit it the wrong way. You gotta hit that way. All right, Jeffy, hit the ball.
Oh, Marvin, I'm so sorry. Has the swelling gone down at all?
The doctor said my brain might hemorrhage. You know what? That would be just fine. I'll get it. No. Let the injured guy go answer the door. The guy, you know, who got hit in the face with a baseball bat. Hello?
Hey, Marvin, what the hell happened to you?
T-ball.
I didn't know T-ball was a contact sport.
It's not.
Huh. Well, anyway, I'm here to administer...
Jeffy, knock it off! Good boy.
Anyway, I'm here to administer Jeffy's exam.
Well, he's gonna fail it anyway, so come inside. Well, baby, these are the last few minutes we get to spend together before I go to jail.
Do you think he's going to pass, Marvin?
No, I don't. I don't think he's going to pass at all. I don't think there's any chance he's going to pass.
He looks like he's concentrating over there.
Oh, he's concentrating. Well, in that case...
Marvin, stop it!
Nope, he did this while we were watching the movie.
Marvin, you know better than that.
Nope, he does this all the time.
Marvin, stop it!
Okay, fine. He just does that all the time.
Marvin?
Yes?
Your son has finished testing now.
Oh, man. Can you give me a few minutes to say goodbye to my girlfriend? I know I'm going to jail.
Well, I would like to say that your son passed with flying colors.
He did?
I would like to say that, but unfortunately, over 90% of his exam was wrong.
Oh, no.
I'm going to jail.
Would you mind explaining this to me?
Oh, not this again.
Yeah, 8 minus 4. What is it, Marvin?
It's 4.
No, it's not. It's 8. You see, because you have an 8 up here, minus the 4. You take the 4 off the paper. What is it?
8?
8. 8 is left. So look, Jeffy taught me this earlier. 8 minus whatever number you have down here is always 8. So if you're subtracting something from the bigger number up top, it's always going to be that bigger number down below. And we're going to give him an honorary Harvard degree. Well, your son is a genius.
A Harvard degree over that?
Absolutely. And we're going to be calling it Jeffy's Law of Subtraction.
What? That doesn't make any sense. 8 minus 4 is 4.
No, it's not. You have 8 up here. Take the 4 off the paper, what's left?
8.
Exactly. And it's just like that with any other equation.
But earlier it was 8 minus 4 was 4.
I don't care what it was earlier. Now it's 8 minus 4 equals 8. You take the 4 off the paper. Always. You always take the number that you're subtracting off the paper and it's going to be the bigger number.
That doesn't make any sense. Stupid.
I don't care if it's stupid or not. We're calling it Jeffy's Law of Subtraction, and we're giving your son, your genius son, a honorary Harvard degree.
Can you do me a favor? Can you shoot me in the head with this gun?
Sure.
You already bit my girlfriend in half.
Hey, Junior, what are you doing?
Playing with pipe cleaners.
Why aren't they called pipe cleaners?
Because you can clean your pipes with them. Here, play with a blue one.
Clean pipes, you say? Well, I got a 2-inch pipe it can clean.
What's up, dude?
What's up, Joseph?
Notice anything different about me, bro?
Did you get a tan?
Nah, dude, you know I'm black. I got my ears pierced.
What, you got your ears pierced? Don't only girls get their ears pierced?
No, dude, guys can get their ears pierced too. It's totally straight. Nothing gay about it.
Junior, I think it got stuck.
Well, Joseph got his ears pierced.
Oh, no way! That's so cool! I want my ears pierced!
Well, you have to ask your parents, dude. See, me? I don't have parents, so I don't have to ask anybody.
Well, who pierced your ears for you?
Some homeless guy in the alley with a dirty needle.
Well, I'm totally gonna ask my daddy, and I know he's gonna say yes.
Hola, Poppy!
Jeffy, don't call me Poppy.
Well, what do you want me to call you, Daddy?
Stop talking like that.
Father, may I penetrate my earlobe with a very sharp device and wear it for fashionable purposes?
What?
Can I get my ears pierced?
Oh, no, Jeffy, you can't get your ears pierced.
Marvin, he's 17 years old.
Exactly, he's 17. When he's 18, he can do whatever he wants, but since he's 17, he has to listen to me.
You never let me do what I want.
What's this poking out of your shorts?
Don't touch it.
Son of a biscuit-eating bitch!
What, Jeffy, where was this at?
It was in my wiener!
Why was it there?
Because it's a pipe cleaner, Daddy, and it was cleaning my pipe. And now it's as clean as a whistle. And the hose blow like one, too, like...
But Jeffy, just go.
Go get my ears pierced, or...
No, you cannot get your ears pierced. Leave!
I hate you!
What'd your dad say, Jeffy?
He said... No!
How do you have time to make that?
Why'd your dad say no?
Because someone pissed in his Fruit Loops?
Ugh, I hate when that happens, dude. Somebody did that to me yesterday. I mean, I still ate it, but gross, right?
So what are you going to do now that you can't get your ears pierced?
Well, I'm still going to get my ears pierced.
But your dad said no.
Yeah, but if you take away the N, it leaves O, which means, oh yeah, do it.
Huh, I never thought of it that way.
Yeah, so let's pierce my ears.
Oh, get the piercing gun. All right, got the piercing gun, dude.
All right, Jeffy, what ear do you want to get pierced?
Well, which ear means I like big sausage in my pooper?
I think the right.
All right, well then strong left.
Is it going to hurt?
Well, any sausage in your pooper is going to hurt, Junior.
No, I meant the piercing.
No, dude, it'll hurt for like 10 seconds. That's it. Now the blood infection from the dirty needle, that'll hurt.
All right, let's send it.
All right, dude. Here we go.
I'm just kidding. It just felt like a pinch.
What earring are you going to put in your ear?
Oh, I got my mommy's jewelry box. So I'm going to go get an earring on that.
All right, guys. Check out my earring.
Oh, my God. It looks so cool.
You want to get the other ear pierced?
No, I don't really like big sausage in my pooper.
Hey, Joseph, you got your right ear pierced.
It's totally straight, dude. A lot of rappers have both their ears pierced, and they're not gay. At least not that I know of.
So what do you guys want to do now?
How about we play tag? Tag your it.
Tag your it.
Tag your it.
Oh! Get back here, Jeffy. Oh!
Jeffy, your ear got ripped off!
I know, Junior! It hurts so bad!
Wait, what's going on, dude?
Jeffy's ear ripped off! We have to call a doctor!
No, Junior, we can't call a doctor because my daddy told me not to pierce my ear! And if he finds out that I pierced my ear and I ripped it off, I'm going to get in trouble!
Oh, okay, well, let's try to put your ear back on. Come on, let's go to the red couch!
Okay!
Alright, Jeffy, we're gonna put your ear back on.
Ow, Junior, how?
We need something sticky.
Ooh, I got some chewing gum. It's pretty sticky.
Ooh, put your gum on the ear.
Okay.
Alright, Jeffy, try to put your ear back on.
Okay. Oh, no. It's not working, Junior. What do we do?
We need something stickier, like tape.
Oh, I'll get the tape.
One more piece and done. Alright, I just put tape on your ear. Now try it.
Alright, Junior. I hope this works. How does it look?
It looks so good.
Oh, no. It's not working, Junior.
Okay, we gotta think of something else. We really need an adult's help. How about we ask Chef Pee-Pee?
No, what if he tells my daddy?
No, I trust Chef Pee-Pee. He's really responsible.
Yeah, he's not a snitch.
Yeah, let's go ask Chef Pee-Pee, okay?
Okay.
I'm almost done with Junior's dad's soup. He's been bothering me all day about it.
Chef Pee-Pee, Chef Pee-Pee.
What do you want, Junior? I'm making your dad's soup.
Well, Jeffy's ear came off.
Eve, I've been dropping deer in the soup.
Get it out.
Shut up, baby. My soup better be ready.
Oh, no. I gotta get the ear out.
Man, oh, man, am I hungry. Junior, what are you doing? You know the man of the house has to eat first. Give me that spoon.
But Dad.
Give me that spoon. I gotta eat first.
But I don't think you should eat that.
I'm starving. Wait, are you calling me fat? I'm a beautiful woman. God.
Oh, no, he has the ear.
I'm sick and tired of people calling me fat. I'm not fat. I'm big bone.
Dad, please don't eat that.
Junior, we need to have the talk. You need to stop judging people based on their bodies, especially women. Yeah. Everybody wants a 10. They're beautiful and pretty, but they're boring. They don't know how to cook. Ew, yuck. Puh. Get you a 2. Yeah, they're ugly, but they'll do anything for you. Yeah, I'm talking about anything. So get you a 2 and not a 10.
But, Dad, I don't want you eating this.
Look, I have to eat this, Junior. I have to eat this so I don't become a 10.
No, Dad, there's an ear in there. Oh, Dad, no, please. Oh, Dad.
Oh, delicious.
He just ate Jeffy's ear. Oh, no.
Did he eat the ear?
Yeah.
Did he like it?
Yeah.
It's the secret ingredient. I gotta chop some ears off.
Junior, your dad ate my ear? I tried to stop him.
Well, what are we gonna do now?
Ooh, I got an idea. Come on.
So what's the plan, dude?
I just called Mr. Potato Head and told him to come over, so when he gets here, we're gonna jump him and take one of his ears so we can give it to Jeffy.
Okay, I like this plan.
He's coming.
Hey, guys, it's me, Mr. P-Head, here to party. So what are we gonna do?
Oh, nothing. Just turn you into mashed potatoes, bitch.
Jump it.
Alright, guys, I got the ear. How's your look?
It doesn't look too bad.
Looks like our job here is done. I'm going home and taking Mr. P with me.
Well, why are you taking him?
Because he doesn't have 10 holes for no reason, dude.
Well, look, your face actually looks pretty good with the ear. Like, you couldn't even tell. Like, look over here.
Really, Junior?
Oh, yeah, you can't even tell that's a fake ear.
Hey, Marvin, have you seen my other hoop earring? You know, the one that I wear all the time and it looks just like this?
Wait, you're missing an earring?
Yeah.
And didn't Jeffy want his ears pierced?
Yeah.
Jeffy! I think your dad's calling you.
Oh, I'm coming, Daddy.
Jeffy, get in here!
You summoned me, Father?
Have you seen your mom's missing earring?
Is it a big gold hoop?
Yes.
That looks like that one?
Yes.
I haven't seen it.
What? Yes, you have, Jeffy.
No, I haven't.
You know what I think?
Oh.
I think you pierced your ear and you wanted to put an earring in it, so you took one of your mom's earrings.
Bingo.
So I'm right?
No, I was singing Bingo Was His Name-O and Bingo Was His Name-O.
Jeffy, can I please have my earring back?
I'll have it.
Yes, you do, Jeffy, and you're grounded till you give it back.
I'm sorry, could you say that again in my bad ear?
Why, you have a Mr. Potato Head ear on your head?
I don't have a Mr. Potato Head ear on my head.
Yeah, remove it, Jeffy.
Ow! Hey, no hitting. Ow! Hey! I said no hitting.
Ah! Jeffy, you're missing your ear.
Yeah, because someone ate it.
What? No one ate your ear, Jeffy.
Danny, I know how this sounds, and for the first time in my life, I'm not lying. Someone ate my ear.
Then who ate it?
I don't know his name, but it was some bald guy wearing bunny slippers.
That's a lie, Jeffy.
Marvin, what if he's telling the truth?
There's no way Jeffy's telling the truth. If Jeffy's telling the truth, I'll write, I like big fat wiener on my forehead.
Is anyone missing an ear? I just threw it up. I must have accidentally ate it.
Big fat wiener. That's what you said you'd write.
Can we get the ear, please?
Here.
Well, let's call a doctor so we get your ear put back on.
Not until you write it. Big, fat, wiener.
I will write it, but I think we should call a doctor to get your ear put back on.
Marvin, you said you'd write it.
And I am gonna write it, but I think we should worry about his ear. Stop that! I will write it later, okay? We gotta call a doctor.
I'm gonna hold you to it.
Hey, Dad, is somebody calling a doctor?
Wait, what happened to the other guy?
Oh, you mean Brooklyn guy? Oh, he's sick, but luckily he keeps his door locked, so I can just go in there and steal his outfits. So, what's your problem? What, she need a mammogram? I bet I could squeeze her in.
Oh, no, she does not need that.
Oh, she needs a pap smear. I'm real good at smearing pap.
No, are you good at surgery?
Well, I mean, I've been inside a few hot babes in my day.
Oh, no, are you good at surgery?
Well, I don't know if you'd call it surgery, but I have rearranged a girl's guts before.
No, my son is missing his ear.
I'm the doctor here. Let me take a look. Your son is missing his ear.
Yeah, we're wondering if you can do surgery and reattach it.
Oh, well, which one is his real ear, though?
It's this one right here.
Okay, well, I guess I can help your son with his ear if your wife helps me with my ear.
Rex. What? Look, can you just please put his ear back on his head?
Well, I guess. Let's go into surgery.
Marvin, how do you think the surgery's going?
Well, the surgery was a success.
Danny, it looks like I got a big fat ball sack on my face.
Well, you put his ear on sideways.
Hey, no refunds! And now that I've held up mine in the bargain, it's time for your wife to hold up hers. Will she be able to dethrone the stroke goat from the bowling alley? We'll find out. But if I have to take you home afterwards, I'm going to need some gas money, or else I'm not doing it.
All right, you need to get out of here. So, Jeffy, can you hear?
What?
Oh, no, he can't hear out of his ear.
Oh, no, I can hear. I just wasn't paying attention.
Well, at least you have your ear back, and everything can go back to normal.
All right, Daddy. Time to ride it.
Write what?
I like big fat wiener right on your forehead. Time to ride it.
I don't have to ride it because you got your ear back.
No, you have to ride it. You said you'd ride it.
Marvin, it was a deal.
Hell yeah.
How long do I have to keep it on my head?
Forever. And if it ever washes off, you got to ride it again because that's how wrong you were. Dad, can I go outside and step in dog poop?
Ew, no, Jeffy. Why would you want to do that?
Because I like the sound it makes when I step on it.
No, Jeffy, you can't go outside and step in dog poop.
That's gross, Jeffy.
Well, I'm going to do it anyway.
Well, if you're going to do it anyway, can you at least put shoes on?
Ew, Marvin!
But, Danny, I can't find my shoes.
What do you mean you can't find your shoes?
Well, they ran away.
How'd your shoes run away?
I don't know, but they did it, Danny.
Jeffy, shoes can't run away unless you're the one in the shoes running.
Well, I just can't find them, Danny.
Did you look everywhere?
Well, I looked everywhere that I thought that they could be.
And where's that?
On my feet.
They're not on your, if they're on your feet, they wouldn't be lost, Jeffy. Look, I'm going to help you find your shoes.
All right, Daddy.
Jeffy, I found your shoes!
No way! I looked everywhere! Ooh, booger! Why are you chewing my shoes? Bad booger, bad!
Now we have to get your new shoes, Jeffy.
Well, Danny, I can step in dog poop without shoes.
No, Jeffy, we'll get your new shoes and you're not stepping in dog poop in them.
Did you find Jeffy's shoes, Marvin?
Yes, I did, but his pet dinosaur booger ate them.
Oh, no!
So now we have to get Jeffy new shoes, and they're going to be so expensive.
Well, I could go to the thrift store and buy him a used pair of shoes.
Yeah, just do that.
Can you give me the Poop Stompers 3000?
No, Jeffy, you're not going to stop and poop in your new shoes.
Okay, I'll be right back. Marvin, I'm back.
Oh, my God, those shoes are cool.
Mommy, those shoes are the tits.
How much do those cost?
They were only $20, Marvin, and the owner of the store said Michael Jordan used to wear these when he was a kid.
Michael Jordan?
Yeah!
Well, they're about to belong to Scotty Poopin' after he gets unstuck in a dog poop with him.
Or Shaquille O'Neal.
Or Fecal Jordan.
Jeffy, put these shoes on.
Danny, look. These shoes fit perfectly.
Well, you better take care of them, Jeffy.
Oh, don't worry, Daddy. I'm only going to step in the finest dog turds with these babies.
You better not, Jeffy.
Yeah, Jeffy, actually take care of these shoes. Look, I bet your friends are jealous. Go show your friends.
Oh, you're right, Daddy. I bet you they don't have dog turd stompers like these babies. I'll be right back.
Oh, I made it again!
When do we get a turn?
We're playing Make It Take It, so whenever I miss it, that's when you get a turn. But I don't miss.
We're going to be here all night.
See?
He keeps making it. He just keeps making it.
See, watch this. Do it again.
Finally he missed. We get a turn.
Yeah, okay, finally. Now it's my turn.
Hey, guys, can I play?
No, we haven't even had our turn yet.
Cody, just let Jeffy have a turn. He probably sucks at basketball. He's going to miss this shot anyway.
Okay.
Whoa, he made it. Oh, you know what? New rules. Everybody has to shoot from way back there because we're shooting from way too close.
Okay. From right here?
Yeah, from right there. He's totally going to miss this.
Yeah.
What? You made it from there?
Heck yeah.
Well, you have to make it from the balcony now. How about that?
Okay.
Yeah, he's going to miss that. All right, Jeffy, try to make it from up here.
Dude, I can't even make it from up here.
I know. I'm trying to get Jeffy to lose his turn.
All right, watch this. Heck yeah!
How'd you keep making it? I know a shot that you definitely can't make. Come on. All right, Jeffy, for this next shot, you have to shoot the ball over the balcony and make it to the goal.
But Junior, that's impossible.
And you have to do it over your head.
That's even more impossible.
Just go sit by the goal and see if he makes it. All right, Jeffy, shoot the shot.
All right.
Whoa, he made it! Dude, he just doesn't miss!
What, he made that?
Yeah, he did!
Oh, when's he ever gonna miss?
I don't know.
Did I make it?
Yeah, Jeffy, how are you so good at basketball?
I don't know, it must be the new shoes I got from Michael Jordan.
What, Michael Jordan used to have those shoes?
No way, dude!
Oh, this is like that movie, Like Mike.
What?
What?
Well, you know, that movie where the kid gets Michael Jordan's shoes and they make him good at basketball?
That never happened.
Wait, that's a thing?
Yeah.
Wait, so you're saying that Jeffy's only good at basketball because he has Michael Jordan's old shoes?
I mean, maybe.
Wait, so you're saying as long as he's wearing those shoes, he's never going to miss?
I guess.
Jeffy, let's try it. All right, Jeffy, try to make a shot.
All right.
All right, now take the shoes off.
All right.
Try to make another shot. He missed!
It's the shoes!
It's the shoes! Oh, my God. So if Jeffy's wearing those shoes, he could be in the NBA. He'll never miss. He'll win, like, 25 championships. Oh, my God, that's awesome! Who could that be? Hello?
Hey, man.
What are you doing here?
Hey, do you have any eggs?
Eggs?
Yeah, my wife wants to make scrambled eggs, but we don't have any eggs.
Why didn't you go to the store?
Well, because that costs money, and I figured I could get them for free from you. I mean, you're not going to say no, right? I came all this way.
They're in the fridge.
Thanks, bud. Ooh, I'm going to get a drink while I'm here, too. Ooh, and maybe some chips. I mean, he already said yes to the eggs. He's not going to say no to that.
Dude, he just doesn't miss!
What? What's that all about?
Come on, Jeffy, make it again.
Yeah, come on!
Guys, I've already made it like 300 times.
I know, just do it one more time.
Please?
What's going on in here?
This kid can't miss when he shoots the basketball.
What?
Yeah, he just can't miss a shot. He's been making them all night.
No way, show me.
Yeah, try this shot, Jeffy.
All right.
What? See, he just doesn't miss.
Wow, kid, you should go pro.
Well, he's really young. He can't go pro yet.
Huh, yeah, you're right. But he's not too young for me to use him to hustle some people down at the gym. Oh. Hey, kid, come with me to the gym. I think you guys are good enough to beat the national champs.
Wait, really?
Yeah, come on.
There they are. They're legit. Best.
Oh my God, they're really good.
Yeah, there's a reason they won the championship.
You think we can beat them?
Not you, your friend. But a basketball team needs 5 people, so also you.
Okay.
I'm gonna go see if they'll accept the challenge.
That's what I'm talking about, Tron! That's what I'm talking about!
Excuse me, sir.
Hey, what do you want?
I'd like to make a little wager.
A wager?
Yeah, I bet this kid and his friends could beat you and your team in a game of basketball.
You know we're the champions, right?
Well, yes, sir, I do know that, which is why I'd be willing to bet $50,000 that this kid could beat you in basketball.
$50,000? Oh, you serious?
Oh, I'm serious.
You don't have $50,000.
Shut up. Hey, so we have a deal?
Hold on, let me see. Hey, y'all think we could beat these little kids in a basketball game?
Right?
Yeah, you got the challenge.
All right, I'll get the rest of the kids.
Hey, and if we win, you never get to touch a basketball another day in your life. You got that?
I don't know how you'd ever enforce that, but okay.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Hey, kids, you ready to make me $50,000?
What?
He thinks we can beat a professional basketball team.
But we can't beat a professional basketball team. Well, not on your own, but Jeffy can. He never misses.
Yeah, guys, I think we can do it.
All right, come on.
All right, what scrums are we going up against?
They're right there.
Check out the half-court shot.
We're going up against them.
I think so, dude.
Don't worry, your friend here can't miss. Isn't that right, Jeffy?
Right. I don't miss anything. I just keep making buckets.
Okay, let's do this.
Hey!
I didn't think you'd actually show up.
What, do you think I'd make a $50,000 bet involving children and not show up? No, we're here and we're ready to play. Where's your team?
Oh, my team's here. Hey, guys, and one girl. Come here. Yeah, my team's here.
And we got another guy in the bathroom. But we here.
All right, let's play then.
Well, let's play then.
Okay, let's play.
Be prepared to never touch another one of these ever again in your life.
Well, that's not really much of a change for me, but all right, yeah.
Yeah, come on.
Ow. All right, you guys ready for tip-off?
Oh, yeah, I'm ready. Hey, y'all, look. He's wearing a diaper. We're playing against a baby. This is going to be easy.
Jeffy, don't let him get in your head. All right, you ready?
Oh, yeah, I'm ready.
Yeah, I'm ready.
What do I do?
Pass it to Jeffy!
He made that? Oh no. Come on, guys! Oh, it's on now!
Oh my God, you see the 3-pointer? Way to go, Jeffy!
Good shot, Jeffy!
On you!
Whoa! Yes, sir! What? It's on me, baby!
Damn it! Come on, guys! Step it up!
Oh, dude, I love basketball!
Pass it to Jeffy!
No, dude, I got this!
Pass it to Jeffy!
Oh, dude, I'm gonna make it! Watch this! Oh, dude!
Are you supposed to pass it to Jeffy?
Dude, I just ate popcorn!
Oh! Ooh, yeah!
That's what happens when you don't give the ball to Jeffy.
Well, I'm sorry, dude.
Pass the ball to Jeffy.
God.
Jeffy.
Oh, where are you going, Jeffy? Where are you going?
I'm going this way.
Bye.
We losing! We don't lose!
Oh my god! Another 3 points! We are killing it!
You ain't got this? You ain't got this?
Here you go, Trump!
Get out of my house! This is my house!
Tighten up, Trump! Tighten up! Yeah, come on!
Yeah, I don't know what to do! I don't know what to do!
Pass the ball to Jeffy!
Yeah, but he's so far away, though!
Well, yeah!
You got the ball stolen away from a girl?
Yeah!
That happened because of you.
I'm sorry.
Okay, 6-6. A tied game. Come on, we got this.
Where you going? Where you going? You ain't making another shot today.
Junior, alley-oop!
Okay.
Y'all see me, don't you?
Yeah, that was crazy.
Yes, the shoes.
Yes, those shoes.
Shoes.
Shoes. You can't cover me. You can't cover me. Woo.
Hey, he took my shoes.
How do I keep getting the ball?
Just pass the ball to Jeffy.
Hey, Jeffy.
No.
No, you take it.
No, I don't have my shoes.
He doesn't have his shoes. Time out.
Hey, you can't call time out.
Time out, time out. What's going on? Why'd you guys call timeout? One more shot and we win!
Someone took my shoes.
Yeah, someone took his shoes.
What? Okay, I don't even have legs. Who cares? Why do you need shoes?
There's something we didn't tell you.
What?
The shoes he had on, they used to belong to Michael Jordan. They were magical shoes. And it made him where he wouldn't miss a single shot.
What? Oh, I don't have time for this shit. Oh, you gotta be kidding me. Well, okay, where's the shoes?
Number one took them and number 11's eating them.
Yeah. Eat that. You deserve it. You earned it.
What? Okay. Forget about the shoes. Okay, you never needed the shoes.
Actually, we did.
Yeah, they made him where he didn't miss a shot.
Okay, well, we're just gonna have to do without them, okay? Because you can do this, okay? I know you can do this. I believe in you. Just look deep within yourself, okay? Because if we lose this, I'm gonna go bankrupt and I will never be able to touch a basketball ever again. Although I'm a lot less worried about that one. So get back out there and just get one more shot. That's all we need.
Okay, let's do it.
Come on, let's play. One more shot wins the game. Oh, what's the matter? You can't make a shot without your magical shoes?
Actually, I cannot. Cody, here.
Cody, shoot it.
Why are you talking like that?
I don't know. Just shoot it.
Okay.
I made it! We won!
We won!
Yeah.
We won!
We lost!
Oh my god! We actually did it! Cody, you made that shot! You won that! You didn't need shoes! You did it!
Oh my god!
Woo.
Oh my god! They did it! Those kids won! They actually pulled it off! I could kiss you! I'm gonna kiss you! I'm gonna end up on some kind of list, but I'm still gonna kiss you!
Do it again.
Cody, we won! Let's go celebrate!
I gotta admit, those kids... pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, that one kid probably just got lucky, but still, yeah, we won, so where's my money?
Yeah, deal's the deal. You'll get your money.
All right, awesome!
Hey, Daddy!
Jeffy, what happened to your new shoes?
Somebody ate them.
No one ate them, Jeffy! Stop lying!
Daddy, you have no idea the truth behind what I just said.
Hey, Marv!
Brooklyn guy.
It's $50,000 guy now.
$50,000? How'd you get all this money?
Well, because your son helped me win a $50,000 bet.
But I scored all the points!
No, you didn't score the game-winning shot. But I still want to thank you by giving you some of this money.
Who are you getting some of that money?
Well, I mean, I'm going to give it to your dad because that seems more responsible.
Okay, how much are we getting?
You are going to get $100.
$100?
Yeah, you can buy your kid some new shoes.
Hey, Dad, can we get the Poop Stompers 3000?
Yeah, let's go.
Sweet.
Can't really pick it up.
I got you.
Wait, no, give it. I need it.
Oh, sorry. Low in money, I just...
All right, class. Tomorrow is Korea Day.
So what you're gonna do is, you're gonna have your parents come with you to school tomorrow, and they're gonna tell the class what they do for a living. And if they don't come to school with you, then you fail.
What if we don't have parents?
Then I suggest you pay someone to pretend to be your parent tomorrow.
Okay.
My dad doesn't even have a job. He just sits at home and watches TV all day.
I don't even know what my parents do.
And one more thing, Crass. Whose ever parent has the coolest job will win an iPhone 13 that my son made in shop.
An iPhone 13? I want that!
Me too!
Aw, dude, that's not fair! I don't have parents! Cody, can I borrow one of yours?
Back off, Joseph. Be your own parent.
Dude, you have two. You can share.
Guys, my dad's gonna get a really cool job, and it's gonna be at your parents' jobs.
Nuh-uh.
No, he's not, Junior. Your dad just sits at home and watches TV all day.
Well, I'll show you guys a really cool job.
My daddy has the coolest job. He's the Tooth Fairy and the Easter Bunny.
My parents aren't there for me. That's why I bully people.
Hey, Donnie! Hey, Jeffy, how was school?
It was good. Tomorrow's career day, so I need you to come to my school and tell everyone in my class that you're the Tooth Fairy and the Easter Bunny.
Wait, tomorrow's career day?
Yep.
And I have to go in front of your class and tell them what I do for a job?
Uh-huh.
Marvin, what is your job?
I do stuff. I work. I clean around the house. I don't have a job.
You don't have a job? How do we pay our bills?
We get unemployment checks, baby.
Marvin, what are you going to do tomorrow when you tell the whole class you don't have a job? Jeffy will be embarrassed.
Well, no, I can tell him I'm the Tooth Fairy and the Easter Bunny.
Bingo.
Marvin, all the other parents are the Tooth Fairy and the Easter Bunny, too.
But don't tell Jeffy that. Hold on, let me see who that is.
Hello?
Hey, Marvin. It's that time of the month again. Where's your house payment?
I don't have the money for my house payment this month.
You don't have your money for your house payment? Every month with this, Marvin. How do you get money? Do you not have a job?
No, I don't have a job. I mean...
You don't have a job?
Well, I'm looking...
No wonder you can't pay your house payment. Why don't you have a job?
I've been looking. I just don't know who's hiring.
Everyone's hiring. Why don't you go get a job at Footlong Wieners? They're hiring. They'll hire anybody.
What place is that?
It's a hot dog shop.
Okay, I will go in a few weeks and...
No, you will go right now. Actually, you're going to go right this second. Come on. Well, you're going to go there. And if you don't have your house payment and a job by tomorrow, you're going to be seeing my Footlong Wiener.
Okay, let me go grab my keys.
Who's at the door, Marvin?
It was Goodman. He said the house payment's due. Jeffy, stop it. You're distracting me. Jeffy, you're distracting me. Go, 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 go. It was Goodman. He said my house payment was due and I need to get a job.
You do need to get a job.
Well, what do you do for a job?
I cook and clean and look pretty.
I wish I could do what you do and look pretty. I need to get a job because I don't want to embarrass Jeffy tomorrow. I'm going to go apply for one.
Hey there. Welcome to Footlong Wieners. What kind of hot dog do you want?
Oh, I'm not hungry. I was wondering if you guys were hiring.
No, we're not hiring.
Well, you have that sign right there that says we hire.
Damn it. I thought I took that down. Okay, yes, we're hiring. I just don't like doing interviews.
Well, what positions do you have open?
Well, we don't really have any positions. Oh, we need a new sign holder.
A sign holder?
Yeah, you know, somebody who wears a big goofy hot dog costume and stands on the corner holding a sign that says taste my wiener.
Wait. A big hot dog outfit? Like, it's 90 degrees outside.
Yeah, I know. That's why no one wants the job. As a matter of fact, the last guy that had the job died of heat stroke.
He died of a heat stroke?
Yeah, he's still in the costume right now.
When did he die?
This morning. That poor bastard.
Well, how much does it pay?
Oh, it pays a whopping $8 an hour.
I really need the job.
Okay, I'll go peel the costume off the dead guy. Wait, what size are you? It doesn't matter. You're gonna look stupid in the costume anyway.
Oh, man, this costume's so hot.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to be out here in that.
So what do I have to do?
Well, you just have to hold this sign and yell, taste my wiener at passing cars.
I'm not going
to
yell that.
Oh, come on, you have to. It's advertising for a restaurant.
They're not going
to
know what I'm talking about.
Believe me, when they see this sign, they're going to want a hot dog and they're going to come to Footlong Wieners.
Okay, well, can you give me some water? It's really hot outside.
No, because you're not selling water. That would just be confusing for people. I mean, I can blend up a hot dog and you can drink that.
That's disgusting. That's not going to hydrate me.
Look, just hold the sign.
Okay. Taste my wiener. Come taste my wiener!
Taste my wiener?
Yeah, taste my wiener.
Hey, you need to cut that out. There's kids around here.
Well, they can have one too.
Wait, what?
Well, no, it's a footlong. It's a hot dog at Footlong Wieners.
I doubt it's that big.
Well, it is. You go inside and check it out.
No, there's kids around here.
I wonder if Marvin found a job. Marvin, you look awful.
Yeah, Dan, looks like someone beat your meat, and not in a good way.
I just got done with my job.
What is your job?
I'm a sign holder for Footlong Wieners. I stand by the road and I yell, taste my wiener at traffic.
That's the only job you could find?
Yeah, pays $8 an hour, and you get a heat stroke, and people beat you up.
Wow, that'll pay the mortgage.
So, Dan, you ready for career day tomorrow?
I think it would be less embarrassing for me to say I don't have a job.
Oh, no, Dan, come on. Let's show everyone your wiener.
All right, Crass, today is career day. So what I'm going to do is, I'm going to call you up one by one, and then your parents are going to come up to the board and tell the crafts what they do for a living. Okay, let's start with, Cody, you, bring your parents up to the crafts.
Ooh, it's our turn.
Oh, I'm so nervous, I didn't change my tampon.
Baby, I told you to change it before we left.
Guys, just remember what we practiced, okay? Please don't embarrass me. Mom, remember, you work at a dentist's office.
And I'm an astronaut, right?
Yeah, sure.
Yes.
Come on. Okay, guys, talk. Hello, little children. My name is Judith, and I'm an OnlyFans model. Wait, Mom, you're not supposed to tell them that. Oh, Cody, the truth is always better than a lie. I sell pictures of myself naked.
Yeah, my name's Tyrone, and I'm an astronaut. I explore booty. You ever seen the planet Uranus? I've been up. Tell them about it, baby. Tell them about it.
Oh, it's true. We took a picture of him dressed up like an astronaut, just going, okay, I think we're done here. Come on.
Thank you, Cody's parents. I'll be sure to subscribe to your OnlyFans. All right, Joseph, you're next.
Come on, Hansel, it's our turn. Now, remember what I told you. You're a football player, okay?
Beer.
I'm not old enough to buy beer. Just come on. All right, guys, this is a homeless guy paid to be my dad. He's a football player. He's won 3 Super Bowls. Tell him.
Touchdown.
Yeah, that's his touchdown dance.
I pissed.
Oh, God. He can't control his bladder from all the concussions he's gotten.
All right. Thank you, Joseph. All right, Penelope, you're up next.
You ready, Dad?
Yeah, let's just get this over with. I got a lot of jobs to go do.
You're never there for me, Dad.
What do you want from me, Penelope? I don't like being around your mother because she's so fat.
Hi, my name's Penelope.
We know who you are.
Shut up, Junior.
Come on, let her talk, man. See, I got you.
And my dad has a lot of jobs. Tell him about it, Dad.
Yeah, I'm a cop, I'm a doctor, I'm a firefighter. I mean, you know, you've seen me around. I do everything.
Except raise me.
Oh, come on, that's only because I can't stand to be around your mother. I'd rather work every minute of every day than be around her.
She raises me better than you do.
Oh, hold on, I'm sorry, hold on. Hey, class, I bet I know what you're wondering. You're wondering, why isn't Penelope's mother here today on career day? Ugh. I wonder what her career could be. Oh, I'll tell you what her career is. Her career is sitting on her fat ass and collecting the child support check she gets from me. Oh, and let's not forget her other career, eating at the buffet every single day. Oh, and then there's the best one. She also has a job working as Shamu at SeaWorld. You know, she really wanted to be here today, but they couldn't fit her through the door because she's a whale.
Mom doesn't talk this badly about you.
Well, because there's nothing bad to say about me. Look at me. I'm perfect. I'm gorgeous. I mean, you're kind of thin yourself, but that's only because your mother doesn't let you eat. She asks you if you want a plate, and then she leaves and just never comes back because she eats it.
You're embarrassing me!
Oh, I'm embarrassing you. Oh, have you seen your mother at the Golden Corral? That's embarrassing. Hey, have they banned her from there yet?
Oh my God, I hate you!
Anyway, kids, that's career day. So, you know, just don't get married and don't have kids.
All right. Thank you, Penelope's dad. Very inspirational. Something we can all get behind. Anyway, all right, Patrick, you're next.
Come on, Daddy, it's our turn.
Hey, everybody. My daddy, he's a circus clown, and he can juggle and he cleans up elephant poop. Show him, Dad.
Hey, everybody. Watch this.
See, it just keeps going and going. Uh-oh. I think he swallowed too many napkins.
Thank you, Patrick. All right, Junior, you're next.
All right, Dad, it's our turn.
Let's get this over with. You know I don't want to be here.
I know. All right, guys, this is my dad. Tell him what you do.
Oh, I'm Junior's dad. I sit on my butt all day and watch TV and collect disability checks.
Oh, you should meet my ex-wife. She does the same thing. You two would be perfect for each other. You hear that, Penelope? You want this guy to be your dad?
Ooh, you can have a sister, Junior.
Well, no, I'm trying to date her.
Oh, that would be weird.
Come on, Dad.
All right. Thank you, Junior and Junior's dad. All right, Jeffy, you're next.
Oh, look, Daddy, it's our turn.
Oh, I'm so embarrassed. Everyone else had really cool jobs.
Well, I think you're cool, Daddy. You're just a beat-up wiener. Come on.
Hello, my name is Marvin. I work at Footlong Wieners. I'm the sign holder. I stand outside dressed as a hot dog, and I say, come taste my wiener.
Yep, he sure does.
Hey, I told you to stop. This kid's in here.
Oh, no, it's just my job.
Hey, stop eating my wiener.
How was career day, Marvin? Marvin?
I got beat up again by the same guy that beat me up earlier because he's the dad of one of the sons there.
And he was an astronaut.
Ooh, you should be an astronaut, Marvin.
I don't think you want me to be the same type of astronaut he is.
Was everyone impressed with your job?
I don't know. I got knocked out.
Yeah, everyone loved him being a wiener. But I think it was a good idea not to tell everyone that he's the Tooth Fairy and the Easter Bunny. I didn't want all my friends to get jealous.
Oh, don't worry. I'll get it. I'll answer it. Hello?
What the hell are you wearing?
Because
by the looks of it, you don't have my house payment, and I will not accept that as payment. I get enough of that from my massage parlor.
Oh, no, this is for my job. I hold the sign, and I yell, taste my wiener.
Mm-hmm. You think I could borrow that sign, Marvin? I want to wear it around my house so my maid will see it.
Well, I need this sign for my job.
Well, I'll accept that as payment, and also, can I get a picture?
What, no.
Too late.
What, no, don't take pictures of me.
You think I can get a selfie?
No.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
No.
All right, see you later, wiener.
What, no.
Who's at the door, Marvin?
It was Goodman. He wanted my house payment. So guess who paid our bills for the month?
You did!
I'm one happy wiener.
Guys, check it out. I got the new iPhone.
How'd you get that?
Oh, well, I had the coolest job today at Career Day, so my daughter won it. But I took it away from her because I was too afraid my ex-wife might eat it since it's an Apple product. But what am I thinking? She'd never eat an apple. That's too healthy. No, she'd want a caramel apple or an apple pie or an apple cider. I mean, you get it. She's fat. She's a hippo.
Oh.
Anyway, Marvin, you're fired.
Fired for what?
Well, we got a lot of complaints from people saying that you holding a sign that said, taste my wiener, made them uncomfortable.
You told me to hold that sign.
Yeah, but we're kind of doing like a 180 with the company, so we're going to start selling burgers and have people hold signs that say, put your meat between my buns. We think that'll go a lot better.
Well, can I have that job?
Yeah, sure. You can start on Monday.
Yay, I got a new job already!
Yay.
Good. Who's my little cuddle muffin?
Aw, who's my little snuggle bear?
I am my little strawberry shortcake.
With a cherry on top?
Of course with a cherry on top.
Are
you guys done? Jeffy, how long have you been standing there?
Long enough to throw up in my mouth and swallow it.
What do you want, Jeffy?
I want some help building my Lego pirate ship.
Jeffy, I don't have time to build a Lego pirate ship.
But dang, it'd be really quick. It's only 1,260 pieces. And if it takes us 30 seconds per piece, that's only 630 minutes, which is only 10 and a half hours. So let's get started.
Jeffy, I'm not going to assemble Legos for 10 and a half hours.
Marvin, you should spend more time with Jeffy.
But my little cuddle muffin, I don't want to assemble Legos for 10 and a half hours.
Well, Blueberry Bear, you could do the first 5.5 hours, and then I could take over for the last 5 hours.
But baby, I don't want to assemble Legos.
Hey, Dad, check this out. If you buy me 2 more of these sets, we can build the pirate house and the pirate island. Then we have the whole collection, and that would be the tits.
I'm not buying you any more Legos, Jeffy, until you assemble this Lego set. So how about this? If you assemble the Lego pirate ship by yourself, then I'll buy the other 2 sets that you can assemble by yourself. How about that?
Well, Dad, yesterday I was watching this naughty video that had the exact same title. 3-in-1.
Jeffy, I'm not going to assemble Legos with you, so take it to your room and assemble it by yourself. Who's that?
Hopefully someone to help me build my Lego shit.
Let me see what it is.
Hello?
Help me! Help me, please! You have to hide me!
Wait, aren't you Goodman's butler?
Well, yes, but not anymore! It's a long story! Please! Hide me! Please!
Okay, come upstairs!
Thank God!
So, Marvin, who was at the door?
It was Mr. Goodman's butler.
My name is Chives.
Well, Chives, what are you doing here?
I had to run away from Mr. Goodman. I couldn't stand the constant bickering and nagging and him demanding me to say, sir, at the end of every sentence. Sir.
Well, why'd you run away? Why didn't you just quit?
Because he would kill me. You don't understand. I'm the 14th butler this year. I've seen things. Things he doesn't want the world to know. So if a butler wants to quit, he just kills them.
Well, you can stay here. I promise you, he's not going to come looking for you here.
Thank you. What?
Who's that?
That must be him. Please, you have to hide me now. I'll do anything.
Oh, hide in the bathroom. Okay, I'm going to go answer the door and tell him he's not here.
Hello?
Is Shithead here?
Who?
That bald-headed bastard.
What? I don't know who you're talking about.
My butler, Marvin!
What? I didn't even know you had a butler.
Oh, stop tugging my balls, Marvin. I know he's here because I have a tracker in his colon. And my Find My Butler app led me right to your house.
What, your Find My Butler app? Well, I didn't. There's no butler in my house. Your phone must be acting up.
Oh, really? Because if I press this button, it'll shock his colon.
You don't have to press that.
I'm going
to
press it.
Well, don't press it.
I'm pressing it. Found him.
What?
The Find My Butler app says he's in here.
He's not in my bathroom. We should go check another room.
He could be in your shower.
He's not in the shower.
Let's see. There he is.
What? No, that's just my screaming shower curtain. I got it from Bed Bath & Beyond.
Oh, really? I would love to see it scream again.
Okay, look, I will pull back the curtain to show you he's not in the shower.
Okay. Run.
Oh, yes, these pipes are lovely. Master Marvin, I was just fixing the pipes. Thank you so much for hiring me.
Oh, thank you so much for coming.
Oh, Goodman, old chap. I didn't even notice you there. Oh, old Marvin here, he was just hiring me to fix his pipes.
Did I say you can leave the house, Chives?
Well, no, sir, but
that is unacceptable. That is three spankings for you with the paddle.
Is that the paddle with or without the spikes, sir?
The spikes. You know that, Chives. Now go warm my Lamborghini.
Yes, sir.
God, you're getting old. It's so hard to find good help around here, Marvin. Now walk me to the car.
Okay.
All right, Chives, you know the Lamborghini doesn't come with heated seats, so I'm going to need you to pull your pants down and warm up my seat with your bare ass cheeks.
Very good, sir.
What are you doing? You don't have to take this. You can stand up for yourself. You can say, I don't want to work for you anymore, and stand up for yourself.
You know what? You're right. I don't have to take this anymore. I'm a man! Master!
Did you just raise your voice at me, Chives? You have a dirty mouth. You get in that car!
No, sir. I was just letting you know that I took the liberty to warm the baby oil for the butt spankings later.
You rub that Vaseline all over those ass cheeks, Chives. Now get in the car!
Yes, sir.
Thanks for helping me find them, Marvin. You want to watch the spankings?
No, I'm good.
All right, he's going to get spankings in my car.
Here it comes, Chives.
One, sir.
Stop tensing up.
Two, sir.
Marvin, what was that all about?
I don't know, but I don't want to talk about it.
Okay.
Danny, since you don't want to build a pirate ship, can we make a Play-Doh pizza and eat it?
What? No, Jeffy, you can't eat Play-Doh. It's poisonous.
Oh, that's why I run out of Play-Doh so fast. But then why did they make it look like pizza?
It's supposed to be like a joke.
I'm not laughing, Daddy.
Well, look, how about we do something else? Who's that? Hold on. Hello?
Marvin, please! You have to hide me again! I escaped Goodman and those powerful spankings!
But he has a track on your butt. He's gotta find you again.
I need you to help me remove it now! Come!
Marvin, who's at the door this time?
Marvin, quick! Stick your hand up my rear to get the tracking device out!
Marvin, what is going on?
I'm not sticking my hand up your butt.
I'll do it.
No, you're not gonna do it, Jeffy.
Fine. I'll do it myself.
Oh, it came out!
Oh, thank God! Hurry, grab it so we can flush it!
I'm not gonna grab it!
Oh, fine, I'll do it myself!
Ew!
Why'd you put it in your mouth?
Alright, Marvin, flush it!
Okay.
Goodman will never find me now.
Okay.
Marvin, what is going on here?
Look, there was a tracking device in his butt, and we flushed it so Goodman couldn't find him.
Exactly!
Oh, no, that must be Goodman again.
Marvin, please, you must hide me again.
No, find your own hiding spot.
Excellent idea.
Hello?
Where is he?
What's the bat for?
I'm going to beat his bald head with my baseball bat. This is my bald-headed baseball bat beater.
Well, I promise you, your butler's not in my house.
My Find My Butler app said he's in the exact same spot that he was in last time. So I'm going to go beat your screaming shower curtain with my baseball bat. How do you like that, Chives? Pull the curtain back.
Okay.
What? Hold on.
My Find My Butler app says he's right here.
Well, no, he's not here.
No. Oh, I see what you did.
Wait, what?
You flushed him down the toilet, didn't you?
I can't flush him down the toilet.
Flush me down the toilet, Marvin.
What? Flush you down the toilet?
Yeah, I'm going in after him. Flush me down the toilet.
Okay.
All right, Marvin. Flush me.
Okay.
I'm coming for you, Chives. I'm coming.
Marvin, can you please tell me what's going on?
I just flushed Goodman down the toilet.
What?
Thank goodness, sir. I was hiding under the sink. 5 more seconds and I think he would have found me. You saved my life. I'll do anything for you, sir. I'll be your servant. I'll cut your toenails.
No, that's fine. You can just go home.
But wait, Marvin, he's a butler. He could take care of Jeffy and do all the things with Jeffy that you don't want to do.
Good thinking, baby. But you're so smart. Yeah, he could build the Lego set and the Play-Doh pizza. Chives, there is one thing you can do for me.
Of course. Anything, sir.
I want you to be Jeffy's butler, you know, and then do everything he says.
Anything's better than working for Goodman, of course.
All right, Jeffy, so this is Chives. He's your butler. He'll do anything you say.
That is the tits.
All right, butter pillow baby. Let's go to the bedroom.
Okay, Flutterby.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all are gay.
Indeed, sir. So, Master Helmethead, what is your first request, sir?
Well, first I want you to build my 1,260-piece pirate Lego set.
That is a lot of feces. It might take me a little while, sir.
Yeah, it'll take you exactly 10.5 hours. Because with 1,260 pieces and one piece every 30 seconds, that equals 630 minutes, which equals 10.5 hours. So you better get started.
Of course, sir. I'll be on that right away.
Great.
There you are, sir. Your Lego pirate ship. On 1,260 pieces.
Huh. It took you 10 hours and 45 minutes. It was only supposed to take you 10.5 hours.
Well, you see, sir, there are many small pieces, and my vision's not as good as it used to be.
Oh, well. Let's go see if it floats.
Floats, sir?
That took me over 10 hours to build!
It didn't float.
Oh, of course it didn't, sir! There's no water in the tub!
Oh, maybe we should have put water in it. Build it again.
I think I saw Plato pizza set upstairs. How about we go do that instead?
Okay, let's go make a pizza.
Thank God. All right, sir. Your Plato pizza is ready.
Eat it.
You want me to eat it, sir?
Yeah, eat it.
I would rather not.
I eat it all the time. It's good. Eat it.
Sir, I would rather not.
I say eat it!
Yes, sir. Of course, sir. Mmm, so good, sir.
Take a real bite.
Yes, sir. What's that over there, sir?
Where?
Oh, wow, that was so good. That was so delicious. I could have another.
Oh, you ate it already? I'll just make another one.
No, sir. I'm so stuffed from the first one. I couldn't dare. But why don't we do something else?
All right. Here, make me some water balloons.
Yes, sir. Sir, your water balloons are ready.
All right, thanks.
Do with them as you wish, sir.
Oh, it didn't break.
Please don't do that again, sir. Sir, good heavens. Don't put that down, sir.
That didn't break either.
You know, sir. Sir, I must implore you, please. How about we go do something else, sir?
All right. So I decided you need to wear a uniform.
Sir, I already am wearing a uniform.
No, I think you need to wear something more formal. Put this on.
Sir, this is a chicken suit.
Yeah, put it on.
Must I absolutely have to, sir?
Did I stutter? I said put it on!
You did not stutter, sir. I will get to it right away. I have put on the chicken suit, sir.
All right, good. Now I want you to act like a chicken.
Of course, sir. Bok, bok, bokok.
No, that's not realistic enough. I want you to act like a real chicken.
I will do my best, sir.
Good. Now, I want you to color a page out of this coloring book.
Which one, sir?
Just pick one. Any one of them. But it's got to be perfectly within the lines.
Absolutely, sir. Right on it. Sir, your perfectly colored book as requested.
Chives? What the heck?
Whatever do you mean, sir?
You colored outside the lines, you blind old fart! Oh. Idiot!
Sir, the ears were hard to see, and there's a beak in my face.
Well, find another picture and color it perfectly, dummy!
You know what? No! I don't have to deal with this anymore! Not from you, not from Goodman! I quit! Good day, sir! I don't have to deal with this anymore! Oh, Goodman, old chap, where have you been?
In the sewer. Looking for your tracker? That's supposed to be in your butt!
That must have fell out when I used the restroom earlier, sir. Actually, you know what? I don't have to deal with this anymore, sir. I'm finally sticking up for myself. I quit!
Oh, no. You quit? Are you working for Chick-fil-A? Is that what this is?
Well, no, but anything's better than working for you, you old bag.
Wow, no one's ever stood up for me before. It almost sounds like you need to put this chip back in your ass.
Good day, sir.
Well, you know what? I got 20,000 different reasons why you should put that microchip back in your ass.
Shall I warm the Lamborghini with my butt cheeks, sir?
Indeed.
Absolutely, sir.
Get your ass back in the car.
Jeffy, how's your butler doing?
Yeah, you having fun?
No, he quit.
He quit?
Yeah, but it's okay, Daddy. I got this new Lego set. And I know you were upset about the last one because it was going to take like 10.5 hours. But this one's only 1,002 pieces. And at 30 seconds per piece, that'll take 501 minutes and just under 8.5 hours.
Well, get started, Marvin.
Okay, let's build this one. you want to do today?
Ooh, I know. We should go to the arcade and play games.
That sounds like so much fun.
Yeah, dude.
Does anyone have any quarters?
No, dude. I'm poor.
I swallowed one a week ago, and I've been digging in my poop trying to find it, and I haven't found it yet.
I think I have some. Let me see. I have 4 quarters, 2 nickels, and a penny.
Why do you have a penny?
I don't know.
Who even uses pennies anymore?
Hey, dude, you know if you throw a penny from the top of the Empire State Building, you could kill someone?
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, dude.
No, it's true. The momentum from the penny is like a bullet.
Let's try it.
Well, yeah, that'd be so cool. We should try it.
Yeah.
But, guys, we'd have to go to New York City.
Why do we have to go to New York City?
Because that's where the Empire State Building is.
I didn't know that.
You didn't know that?
Well, I don't know my structures and geography and stuff. Look, how about we just use this money to buy our plane tickets to go to New York City?
Wait, Junior, this isn't 1950. You can't buy plane tickets for 25 cents.
Well, let's ask Chef Peavy to buy his plane tickets to New York City.
I highly doubt Chef Peavy is going to be willing to pay for all of us to go to New York City.
Well, we might as well go ask him.
Man, oh man, I'm so excited! Hawaii, here I come!
Hey, Chef Peavy.
No, not right now, Junior. I'm packing my bags for Hawaii.
How can you afford to go to Hawaii?
Check this out. I sold one of my kidneys for $5,000!
Why would you sell one of your kidneys?
You have 2 kidneys, Junior, and I don't need this one, so I sold it!
What, for $5,000?
Yep, so I'm gonna pack my bags for Hawaii. This is gonna be a blast. Now all I need is my money.
Wait, where's my money? I need my money! It was right here! Where is it?
See, Cody? I told you Chef Peavy was going to pay for us to go to New York City.
We stole his money.
I would say we borrowed it.
Well, do you intend on giving it back?
No.
Then we stole it.
Listen, Cody, when Chef Peavy finds out why we're going to New York City, he's going to know it's for a good cause.
It's not for a good cause. We might kill somebody.
In the name of science.
It's a science experiment, Cody.
Yeah, I want to go to the top of the Empire State Building and throw a penny off and see what happens.
Yeah, it's going to be really cool.
Junior!
Hey, Chef Peavy, what's up?
Have you seen my money?
Oh, the money that was on the kitchen counter?
Yes!
No, I haven't seen it.
Well, I need my money. I'm trying to go on a trip to Hawaii.
Oh, well, listen, I don't know where your money is.
Wait, why are you laying down like that?
Because my back hurts, man. I'm tired.
Well, get up!
I can't get up because,
Because me and Junior were about to make out.
Wait, what?
Yeah, we were. And I haven't brushed my teeth in over a week.
I'm not getting up.
Well, then you might as well stand up then.
Yeah, Cody, kiss me.
Ew, gross!
Ew, Cody, why would you do that?
Junior, I'm not going to miss an opportunity to smooch you.
All right, listen. Let's take this money and let's go to New York City so we can go to the Empire State Building. Do it, Jeffy, do it!
All right.
Ow! What? Hey!
Uh-oh!
Hey, did you just throw a penny off this?
It was him!
You're going to jail.
Aww.
Marvin, have you heard from Jeffy?
No, he's probably in his room. Who's texting me? Oh, Jeffy just said he threw a penny off the top of the Empire State Building and hit someone!
What?
Hey there.
Oh, officer, what's going on?
Well, your son just threw a penny off the top of the Empire State Building and hit someone.
Jeffy, why would you do that?
Because I wanted to see if you would kill someone.
Don't say that in front of the officer.
Too late. I already heard it. Your son's being charged with involuntary attempted manslaughter.
Is he going to jail?
Probably. But the guy didn't die, although he is suing Jeffy for the boo-boo he sustained.
Marvin, we have to get a lawyer!
We can't hire a good lawyer. We don't have the money.
How about a bad one?
What?
I'm a lawyer. Not a very good one, but I'm cheap.
How much do you charge?
What do you got?
We don't really have anything.
Okay, I'll tell you what. Yeah, if I win, you take me out to Applebee's and you let me buy whatever I want.
Applebee's?
Yep.
Okay, deal.
Yes! Suckers! Come on, Jeffy, let's go to court.
Order! I am Judge Goober, and today we will be hearing the case of Jeffy Jeffy versus Pooby. No relation to me whatsoever. Jeffy Jeffy is accused of involuntary attempted manslaughter, and Pooby is suing him for $1 million in personal harm. Prosecution, proceed the prosecution exam.
Your Honor, my client...
Looking good, Pooby.
Back at you, Judge.
Yes. Continue.
Mm-hmm. Your Honor, my client Pooby was innocently walking down a New York City street when all of a sudden, BAM! Abraham Lincoln, in coin form, fell from the sky and clocked my client right in the noggin. Right there is where he got hit. Now, Pooby, tell me, what were your thoughts when that happened? I know it might be hard to remember, considering that the coin has caused memory loss.
Well, I was really just wondering who threw that penny.
Did you get a good look at him?
I did not. They were on top of the Empire State Building.
Do you mind pointing to the people who may have done this to you? Point over there to them.
Aha!
Guilty!
I'm sorry, I didn't hear a single word you said. I was too distracted by that ghastly wound on his head. Could you cover it up with a bandage or something?
Can someone pass me some damn band-aids, please?
Jeffy, pass him some band-aids.
Okay. He has a throwing problem! Guilty!
But no, your client just needs to learn how to catch.
There you go, Booby.
Can you kiss it and make it better?
Sure.
Thank you.
Such a beautiful sight to see. Continue!
Your Honor, my client is suffering from severe headaches and migraines ever since the penny struck him in the head. He is now blind in his left eye. Close your left eye. Because the penny hit him right here so hard that he lost the vision in his left eye. Also, women won't even go on dates with him because of that hideous scar in his head.
I tell them that I got in a fight with a bear, but they don't believe me.
We think Jeffy intentionally threw the penny at my client to cause these damages.
Very persuasive, prosecutor. Defense attorney, you better have a very good reason why I should not bang my gavel and call your client guilty this very instant. Go!
Your Honor, my client is just a curious little 17-year-old child who heard a rumor that if you throw a penny off the top of the Empire State Building, it'll kill someone. Now, what child do you know that wouldn't jump at the chance to commit manslaughter in the name of science? I know my daughter certainly would.
So you're saying he did it thinking he would kill someone?
That's premeditated! I now want to up the charges to premeditated attempted manslaughter instead of involuntary manslaughter!
No. Your Honor, my client was simply trying to bust the myth that a penny could kill someone if thrown from the top of the Empire State Building, which he obviously did bust it because the penny hit that man and he didn't die. So, Jeffy just busted the myth. That makes him a myth-buster. Now, should myth-busters go to jail? No. They should get their own show called Mythbusters.
Yes. I do like that show. Prosecutor, how do you feel about the television show Mythbusters? Isn't it quite entertaining?
It's okay. Your Honor, I have proof that Jeffy was not trying to bust a myth. He was intentionally trying to hit someone with a penny. Right here is a screenshot that I have taken from Jeffy's phone. It is a conversation between him and his friend Junior. I will now read the conversation. Jeffy says, "I can't wait to throw the penny off the Empire State Building." Junior then says, "Yeah, it's going to be so cool." Eggplant emoji. Jeffy then says, "I hope we nail some fool with it." My client being that fool. Then Junior says, "Yeah, he will be in so much pain." Black Santa Claus. Jeffy then says, "Bumpin' noggins." Two money bag emojis. Your Honor, I think my client deserves two money bag emojis for his pain and suffering.
Defense attorney, what I am seeing is very troubling to your case. You'd better defend your little ass off.
Okay, I'm not gonna lie, this doesn't look good. But I have this! This is a picture of the Empire State Building. Now I have a question. How many people visit the Empire State Building every day? Hundreds? Thousands? Hundreds of thousands? Well, probably not that many, but a lot of people do. And how many of those people throw pennies from the top of the Empire State Building? At least a few. So how do we know that penny that hit your client belonged to Jeffy and not Steve or Bob or someone we don't know? I happen to know Bob and Steve, and they would never do such a thing, but many people will. So prove to me that that penny was thrown by Jeffy.
That is true. I have thrown many a penny in my day. Prosecutor, cue to the process.
Your Honor, I have just the evidence we need to close this case. I've taken more screenshots from Jeffy's phone. These are text messages between Jeffy and his dad. Jeffy says, "Hey, Daddy, I threw a penny off the Empire State Building and hit someone," admitting that he hit someone. Jeffy's dad then says, "No, you didn't, Jeffy. Were you trying to hit the guy?" Then Jeffy says, "Will I be grounded if I say yes?" Then Jeffy's dad replies, "Yes." And then Jeffy says, "Yes," with a skull emoji.
Defense attorney, it looks like you've been backed into a corner. How will you get out?
Well, I think maybe my client needs to stop sending text messages. What are you doing?
I'm trying to take a picture of the guy so I can send it to my daddy and tell him this is the guy I was trying to hit with the penny.
Give me that. Your Honor, my client would like to plead insanity. That's it. He's insane. Didn't know what he was doing. Insane in the membrane. You heard that song? No, I got it. Well, we haven't heard from the penny in all of this. Jeffy threw the penny, but how do we know that the penny didn't choose to hit that man? It could have hit anybody, so why did it pick him? Huh? I think we should be talking to the penny. Let's call the penny in here.
Yes, good point. Where is the penny that was used in the assault?
It's right here, Your Honor. You see that? My client's scared of pennies and shit. But I don't know why you want to talk to the penny. The penny doesn't talk. It's sitting here, not doing anything. Doesn't have a mind of its own. Can't make decisions.
But who's on the penny? Honest Abe. He can't tell a lie. And he's under oath. That's double the truth-telling. Your Honor, I want to question that penny.
Your Honor, this is ridiculous. You're not actually going to entertain this, are you?
I want to see where this goes. Prosecutor, hand him the penny.
Here.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to ask this penny a few questions. Now, Penny, did Jeffy throw you from the top of the Empire State Building to try to hit that guy?
Yeah.
Shut the hell up, Abe!
Well, just lie.
I can't, not when I'm holding the penny. The power of Abe compels me.
All right, I've seen enough of this nonsense. Jeffy is guilty.
Yes! We won! We won! We're going to be able to fix your head and your vision! Woo!
Think fast.
Ow!
Run!
Kill them!
Marvin, how do you think the court case is going?
Well, hopefully that lawyer's doing his job.
Hey, we won the case, so let's go to Applebee's. Come on, hurry up, let's go right now.
Wait, we won?
Yeah, we did. They dropped all the charges, so get your ass in the car. Let's go to Applebee's.
Well, I have questions.
Okay, we can talk about it at Applebee's. Let's go.
Ooh, I want the chicken wonton tacos.
Yep, me too, so let's go. Let's go to Applebee's right now.
But I have so many questions.
Yeah, that's okay. We can talk about it over a plate of mozzarella sticks at Applebee's, so come on.
Marvin, we can turn on the news real quick.
No, we don't need to do that, because Applebee's has TV, so come on, let's go right now.
Why are you in a rush to go to Applebee's?
Because I want to get there before they close.
It's only 6 o'clock at night.
Yeah, but this is Applebee's. They got the dinner rush. I want to make sure I get a good table. I have a special spot. So come on, let's go. Let's go right now. Come on, chop. Let's go.
Okay.
Oh, man. I am eating good in the neighborhood. Thanks for the Applebee's, man.
I mean, you deserve it for winning the case.
What are you talking about? I lost. Oh, the case. Yes, I did win that. Hey, cheers for me winning the case. And waitress, could you refill my cup, please? This is empty.
I thought we lost.
But shut the hell up and eat your chicken fingers.
Ooh, I can't wait to eat my chicken wonton tacos.
Slow down there, fatty. Maybe eat your salad instead. I might want some tacos later.
You can't eat all this food.
Oh, yes, I can. A good lawyer is a hungry lawyer. That's what my mom always said.
Look, the news is on.
Oh, don't pay attention to that. Hey, look at this artichoke dip, huh? They are really being cheap. Hey, can we refill the goddamn bowl, please? You know?
Wait, the news is on.
Yeah, no, don't worry about that. Just look at my steak. What's up with this steak? Huh? It's like a hockey puck. It's so overcooked.
Breaking news, MK. I won a court case where a man got hit in the head by a penny that was thrown from the top of the Empire State Building. We have an exclusive interview with the man now.
So, sir, now that you've won your lawsuit, what are you going to do with all that money?
Well, I'm terrified of pennies now, but I melted that penny down and turned it into the lenses on these sunglasses.
Hmm.
And, with the leftover copper, I turned that bitch into a car.
You turned it into a car?
Yep. Suck it, pennies. Ow! Curse you, pennies!
What? You lost?
No, come on. That's fake news. Somebody should report them for reporting fake news. Oh, man, I do have to use the bathroom, though. Oh, man, my stomach has just been hurting me all day long. And, you know, I had that whole drink earlier. So, and by the way, can I get a refill for that, please? Thank you. You know, so I think I'm just going to use the bathroom just real quick. Hey, are you going to eat that burger?
Yes.
No, you're not. I'm going to take that. Just thank you. And then, you know, I'll be back in about 15 minutes or so. But you got the bill, right? You're paying for this?
What?
Yeah, thanks a lot, buddy.
What? Jeffy, it's time for bed.
Daddy, can I sing it one more time before bed?
Jeffy, what is this thing?
Well, there's a little car in here, and when I hit this thing, it goes around the doodah.
Then just do it real quick.
All right.
Jeffy, you hit me with the car.
Can I do it one more time?
No, Jeffy, it's time to go to bed. Come on.
Let's do all the things you want to do.
Okay, Jeffy, just lay down and go to sleep.
But I want fried okra.
Wait, what, Jeffy? No, it's too late. You're not getting fried okra.
I want it fried.
You're not getting it, Jeffy.
In my mouth.
Jeffy, just go to sleep. I don't want to hear a peep out of you.
Beep. Beep, beep.
Jeffy, shut up. Wait, Jeffy, did you shoot me with a Nerf gun?
No.
Wait, Jeffy, what is that?
Fried okra.
Where'd you get fried okra?
The fried okra tree.
Jeffy, why don't you just eat that fried okra?
Because that's yesterday's fried okra. You can't expect me to eat day-old okra.
But Jeffy, I don't know what's going on. Just go to sleep, please.
Aww.
All right, Jeffy, good night. This door is so squeaky. Jeffy?
I want fried okra.
No, Jeffy, you have fried okra in your bed. Go to sleep. That door is so squeaky. I have to get that fixed soon. I just want to lay down and watch TV. Jeffy's dumb toys on the couch. I'm going to play with it. It's broken. It's dumb. Jeffy, your dumb toy's broken. Jeffy, close the door.
Okra.
No, Jeffy, you're not eating okra.
Okra.
It's too late for okra. Close the door.
Okra.
Close it. Jeffy, I said close the door. Thank you. Stop it! It's so annoying! I'm getting a fix! I'm calling somebody to fix it!
Hey there, somebody call a handyman? I can do literally anything except give handies. So I guess I'm a not handyman. But I can fix things, so what do you need?
Well, my son's door
just... Oh, is this Hot Wheels? Oh, that's so sick. Hey, do you mind if I send it?
Sure.
Oh, so close! Oh, man, that was cool. Hey, do you mind if I try again?
Okay, fine, but, like, yeah, listen to what's wrong. So, my son has this door that's really squeaky.
I'm listening.
My son has this door that's really squeaky.
Oh, right there, every time! Okay, I'm trying again.
Oh, no, but my son's door is really squeaky, and I want you to fix it, and you're not even fixing it.
Oh, okay, this thing sucks. What were you saying?
So my son has this door, it's really squeaky, and I was wondering if you'd fix it.
Oh, squeaky door? Yeah, that's easy, I can do that. Just show me.
Okay, it's over here. Alright, here's the door. Listen.
Hey, you know what that sounds like? My bed springs in college! Huh? Yeah? Because I was doing a lot of this, you know? Yeah, I'm just kidding. I didn't actually have a girlfriend. But, you know, good for the people who can get hosed.
Can you please fix my door?
Oh, yeah, it's an easy fix. I just gotta use some of this WD-40.
What's WD-40?
You don't know what WD-40 is? What an idiot. Everybody knows what WD-40 does. It stops squeaks, removes and protects, loosens rusted parts, frees sticky mechanisms, drives out moisture, and is fatal if swallowed. Nah, I'm just kidding. But can you imagine, though? Just, and that's it. I'm gone. Dead. That's it. No more me.
Can you please fix the door?
Yeah, sure. You weren't gonna stop me? Yeah, some friend.
No, I just want you to fix my door.
No. You act like you're gonna do it.
Well, no, I don't want to do
it. No, act like you're gonna do it. No, don't do that. Don't you know that's fatal if swallowed? You're gonna die. Hey, man, I care about you. I don't want you to do something like that. See, that's what you should have done.
Oh, look, I just want you to fix my door. I know you're not gonna do it.
Okay, fine. Okay, I put a crap ton on there. Now let's see if the door squeaks. What the hell? It's still squeaking. Okay, fine. I'll just put more on there. And you know what? I'll do all the hinges. Except for that one. That one's too high up. That one's higher than my ex-wife during the custody hearing. I mean, she still got custody of the kids because I had two DUIs. But let's see if the door squeaks. What? Okay. What's going on here? Does this stuff not work? I bet it's not even fatal if swallowed. What, really? You aren't gonna stop me again after all that? You know what? You're a bad friend. You deserve to have a squeaky door.
No, I just want you to fix my door, please.
Okay, fine. Give me some peanut butter.
Peanut butter?
Who's the handyman here? Me or you? Go get the peanut butter.
Okay. Why are you putting peanut butter on my door?
Because it's gonna muffle the squeak because it's so thick. Just like my ex-wife. You know, she was thick, fat. Alright, whenever I close the door, you're not gonna hear the squeak anymore. What is that? What is that crunching noise? What? Oh, no, you didn't.
What?
You got extra crunchy peanut butter?
Yeah, I like it.
What are you, sick in the head? Who the hell uses extra crunchy peanut butter?
I do.
What, do you put glass in your cake?
What?
Do you eat eggs with the shell still on them?
No.
Well, it's the same thing.
Well, I just like extra crunchy peanut butter.
Do you have creamy peanut butter?
No, just that.
Well, see, that's the problem. You use crunchy peanut butter, so now we got a crunch and a squeak. You just added a crunch to the squeak.
Oh, look, can you just fix my door?
Go get me a belt.
A belt?
Yeah, because the door's making a noise, and when I was a kid and I was making noises, my mom would beat me with a belt, and that sure shut me the hell up.
A belt's not gonna work with a door.
Go get the belt!
Ugh. Okay, here's your belt.
Oh, that's a good one. That looks like it's gonna hurt. Okay, hold on, let me get into character. Brookie, get your ass in here!
Yes, Mommy?
Brookie, let me see your report card.
Have you been drinking, Mommy?
Shut up and let me see your report card. What's this? All C's again. No son of mine's going to be this average. You think I like doing this? Well, I do. It hurts you so much more than it hurts me, and I love it. Okay, this door's definitely not going to squeak after that. Oh, you want some more, do you?
No, it's not going to work.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Oh, man. I've never seen a door this squeaky in my whole life.
Well, can you fix it or not?
Hey, do you think there's more doors in the world or wheels?
What?
Like, in the whole world, do you think there's more doors or wheels?
I don't know.
Well, like, if you think about a car, there's, like, four doors, but there's also four wheels. So, I mean, I guess it kind of evens out there. But if you think about an 18-wheeler, there's so many more wheels than there are doors. Oh, and, like, in skyscrapers, like, there's a whole bunch of doors, but, like, no wheels. I mean, I guess there's wheels in the elevators. But then there's also doors, too!
Well, in a car, there's also a steering wheel.
Oh, my God, you're right. They got, like, five wheels. Oh, okay, so how many cars are there in the whole world?
I don't know.
Well, Google it.
No.
Okay, fine. I'll Google it. How many cars are there in the world? What? There's 1.4 billion cars. Wow. Oh, okay, so you multiply that by five. That's like, almost 6 billion wheels.
That's crazy.
That's a lot of wheels. Oh, my God. You know what else has wheels? Trains. Trains have wheels. And trucks. And buses. And not boats. Oh, they have a steering wheel. Oh, my God. I got to Google so many things.
Oh, no. Can you please just fix my door or not?
Listen, man. I think only God could fix this door. That's it. We can ask God to fix the door.
God is too busy to fix my stupid door.
Well, it's worth a shot. God, please fix this door.
Hey, guys. What's up?
God, I'm sorry for bothering you.
Oh, not at all. I was just in my room looking at TikTok. You know, I've been alive forever. That's a really long time, so I'm pretty bored by this point. You know, I used to watch dinosaurs fight and kill each other. Now I just watch people lip-sync and dance. What happened? I'm gonna send a meteor and reset this whole mess. So what's up?
Well, see, my door's really squeaky.
Hey, God, are there more doors in the world or wheels?
Oh, that's a really good question. It's actually wheels, but it's close.
I knew it!
Well, God, so my door's really squeaky.
No, sorry, that's all the time I had. I gotta go meet Poseidon at Cracker Barrel. Ugh. You know those little peg games they have on the tables? I've never been able to figure those out. All these years, I've never been able to do it. Anyway, I'll see you guys later.
Oh, great. Not even God was able to fix my door.
Yeah, sorry, I'm just really obsessed about this whole doors and wheels thing. Glad I got my answer, though.
Are you able to fix my door or not?
No, man, I don't think I can do it. This door's a lost cause.
I knew it. I knew you couldn't do it.
What, excuse me?
I knew you weren't good enough to fix my door.
What? Hey, I'm pretty good.
No, if you were good, you'd fix my door by now. I'm gonna go hire a real handyman.
What? Oh, okay. Okay, you want your door fixed? All right, fine. I'll fix your door.
What are you doing?
I'm fixing it.
What are you doing?
I'm fixing your door.
No, you just broke my door.
Oh, that was just part of the plan. I was gonna break the door so that I could buy you a new door that doesn't squeak.
What? Oh, you gonna go get me a new door?
Yeah, I'll go get it right now.
Oh, my God.
Here you go. Here's your new door.
It looks just like the old one, except it doesn't have a big hole in the middle.
Yep, and this one doesn't squeak. I guarantee it.
Well, then install it.
All right, here we go. All right, the new door's installed.
But does it squeak?
Let's find out. Oh, please. I hear that. No squeak.
But you did it.
Yes, I am so good. Why am I so good?
Well, where'd you get the door from?
Oh, I took it off my daughter's bedroom. She doesn't need it. You know, she's getting older. She might start having boys over. So anything she does in there, she's going to have to do with no door.
Well, how much do I owe you?
$100.
$100?
Yeah, man, I did a lot today. I had to steal my daughter's door. I had to relive childhood trauma. I did a lot.
Okay, let me grab my wallet.
Okay.
All right, here's your $100.
Thank you. I think I'm going to use this to buy a Hot Wheels set like this one. It's so cool. Oh, my God, I didn't even think about all the wheels on toy cars. They got, like, four wheels and no doors.
Oh, my God.
How many Hot Wheels cars do you think there are in the world?
I don't know.
Well, I'm going to Google it. How many Hot Wheels cars in the world? Oh, my God, there's, like, 4 billion Hot Wheels cars. And it says if you lay them all end to end, it'll circle the entire globe four times. So there's 4 billion cars. That's like 16 billion wheels. No wonder the wheels are winning.
That's so crazy.
Oh, I didn't even think about Lego wheels. Oh, the wheels are just piling up.
Hey, Daddy, why'd you replace my door?
Because it wouldn't stop squeaking, Jeffy.
Oh, you mean this noise?
What? Jeffy, it was you making the noise?
Maybe.
What, Jeffy, so we'd have to replace the door?
Maybe.
Well, Jeffy, why would you do that?
Because I wanted fried okra!
Oh, that sounds so good. Hey, you want to go to Cracker Barrel? I heard God's going to be there.
Oh, my God. Leave. Both of you guys, leave.
Who Me? Oh, shit.
Guys, I got donuts!
Oh, thanks, baby.
Mommy, why are donuts?
They're good, Jeffy.
Well, of course you would say nuts are good. You're a girl.
Well, Jeffy, don't say that. They have nothing to do with nuts.
Then why are they called donuts?
What? I don't know.
Are they made out of nuts?
No.
Are they made out of dough?
Yeah, like 100% dough.
Okay, so then where did the nuts come in at? Did the chef rub his nuts all over them?
But Jeffy, don't say that. No, no one rubbed their nuts on them.
Well, do they look like a nut sack?
No.
Well, then show me.
Baby, show them.
Okay, Jeffy, look.
Look what they look like.
Dang, that looks nothing like a nut sack.
See, I told you, it has nothing to do with nut sacks. It's just dough. Call them dough circles.
Well, I think they look like big Cheerios.
That's what they are. They're really big Cheerios, and they're really good. You should have some.
Oh, okay, Dang, I'm gonna give me a big Cheerio.
Which one do I want?
Dang, why is this big Cheerio gold?
What? Baby, did you order a golden donut?
No, I don't know how that got in there.
Why did we get a golden donut?
Look, Marvin, let's watch TV.
Hey there. Do you like donuts? If you do, go buy a box of donuts. And if you find the golden donut, you'll win a lifetime supply of free donuts. Go buy them now.
Wow, we really just won a lifetime supply of donuts.
We're gonna get so fat, Marvin.
Actually, I won the lifetime supply of donuts because I found the golden donut.
But I bought them, Jeffy.
But baby, don't argue. Look, we're not gonna claim that prize because that's so unhealthy. We don't need a lifetime supply of donuts.
You're right, Marvin.
Well then, can I go claim the prize?
No, Jeffy, we don't need a lifetime supply of donuts. That's so unhealthy.
Oh, man, Daddy. All right, well, if you need me, I'll be in my room just eating these donuts and not going to go claim the prize for a lifetime supply of donuts and become the donut king or anything. Yep, do if you need me. I'll be in my room, Daddy.
Okay, Jeffy.
Hear ye, hear ye. I am the ruler of the donuts. I am the donut king.
Whoa, Jeffy, how'd you get so many donuts?
Well, Junior, I found this golden donut, and I won a lifetime supply of donuts, and now every time I want some, they send me hundreds of them, because I'm the donut king.
Well, can I get a donut?
No, Junior, I'm sorry, but if I give one to you, I'll have to give one to all the peasants.
Oh, you just have hundreds of them, so I thought I could probably have one.
Well, how about this, Junior? If you want a donut from the king, something amazing you must bring. To trade.
What, to trade?
Yeah, you gotta trade me something cool for a donut.
Well, can I just give you money?
No, I don't want money, Junior. I want something cool.
What can I trade you for a donut? Ooh, I know, I got something. How about this? It's a megaphone. It makes you talk really loud.
Give me a sip.
Beep, beep. All right, Junior, you got yourself a trade. You may pick out one donut.
Yay, I get a donut!
This thing is so pee-pee.
I feel so sick from eating donuts.
I ate way too many donuts.
See, this is exactly why we weren't going to claim the lifetime supply of donuts, because they just make you feel so awful after you eat them.
Ugh. Look, Marvin, the news!
Breaking news, McKay. There's a worldwide donut shortage ever since this kid won a lifetime supply of donuts and requested that all of them be brought to his donut kingdom.
He didn't.
Jeffy, we told you not to claim those donuts. Jeffy!
Yes, Father?
We told you not to claim those donuts.
Bow to the king.
What?
Bow to the king.
I'm not bowing to you.
Bow to the king.
No, Jeffy.
Marvin, maybe we should just bow and get it over with.
I'm not bowing to him.
Danny, your shoe's untied. Thanks for bowing to the king.
But I didn't bow to you.
Mommy, your toes are untied.
What?
Thanks for bowing to the king.
We did not bow to you, Jeffy. Look, we're getting rid of all these donuts.
Dang, we can't get rid of my donuts because I'm the donut king and this is my donut kingdom.
Jeffy, I told you not to claim those donuts.
Dang, you don't get a lifetime supply of donuts and not claim them.
Well, Jeffy, look, we're going to get rid of all these donuts right now, okay?
Please leave the kingdom.
I'm not leaving. There's not a kingdom.
Guard!
Yes, my liege.
I requested that they leave the donut kingdom, and they're not leaving.
Leave the donut kingdom.
It's not a kingdom. It's a bed full of donuts in my house.
The king wants you to leave.
He's not even a king. That's a Burger King crown.
Look, leave or you'll be sorry.
What are you going to do about it, dolphin boy?
Okay, that's racist, and if you don't leave, I'm going to give you a tail whooping. A dolphin tail whooping. I'm going to whoop you with my tail is what I'm saying.
Baby, let's just get out of here.
They're a bunch of bullies.
Oh, look at that on the TV, Karen. There's a donut shortage, huh? How about that?
No, Whitey, I don't want to.
Yeah, that's great. Oh, Karen, my phone's ringing.
No, buddy, you gotta cuddle with me! It's cuddle time!
It's not cuddle time, it's answer the phone time, Karen. Get off of me, get answer the phone. Hello? Wait, really? The chief? Oh, my God. Okay, I'll be right over.
Buddy, what's going on?
It's the chief. He's dying.
Oh, no!
Chief, what's going on?
I'm dying, guy.
No, don't say that. What's wrong?
Wrong right here.
Oh, Dr. Something Wong. What is wrong?
Wrong a girl.
No, I mean, what's wrong with him?
Oh, he's dying. He's dying real fast. He donut blood sugar be going and crash. He need donut. He need donut right now.
Really, sir? You need a donut?
Yeah, guy. Whenever you become the chief of police, you have to have a donut every 24 hours or else you die.
Oh, no. But chief, the donuts are sold out all over the world. Ever since that damn kid had to go and win that stupid contest.
Well, guy, it looks like I'm gonna die then. Tell my wife I was cheating on her.
No, sir. You're gonna tell her that yourself because you're gonna make it.
You really think so, guy?
I know so, sir. I'm gonna get a donut.
Well, you better hurry because the heart rate monitor video only 4 minutes long.
Okay, I'm gonna hurry right now. I'll go.
Hurry up, damn it.
Marvin.
What?
Ever since Jeffy kicked you out of Donut Kingdom, you've been angrily eating those baked beans.
Yeah, I like baked beans. When I'm stressed out, I eat baked beans. It's my new thing. Every character's a thing. My new thing is baked beans.
It's a little weird.
No, every character has a favorite food. Like, you know, like Woody, like shrimp, and Shrek, like cheesecake. I like baked beans. That's my thing now. There's someone at the door. Hold on. Hello.
Oh, hey, is your son who won all the donuts here?
Yeah, he's upstairs in his donut kingdom.
His what?
His donut kingdom. Ever since he won all those donuts, he made a kingdom in his room.
Okay, well, I really, really need one of those donuts.
Well, so does everyone in the world. They made a line outside his room.
What? Really?
Yeah, there's a line. So if you want a donut, just go join the line.
Okay.